Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, and player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Tyler Danberg. The college football playoff starts tonight in Norman, Oklahoma, as 9-seed Alabama and 8-seed Oklahoma meet in the first round. Winner to face top-seeded Indiana in the Rose Bowl January 1st. 2-seed Ohio State will face the winner of Miami at Texas A&M, which kicks off Saturday's slate at noon, followed by Tulane at Ole Miss at 3:30, then James Madison at Oregon at 7:30. After being fired for cause Wednesday, ex-Ohio head coach Brian Smith's intent to terminate letters cited alleged extramarital relationships, including one with an undergraduate student. The letter also outlined Smith consuming alcohol on the job. NBA tonight, Cavs welcome the Bulls at 7:30. This update sponsored by Lion's Den, the official store for pleasure, passion, and romance. Shop discreetly in-store or online and unlock a world of confidence and connection at Lion's Den. Later on Rothman and Ice, ESPN's Trevor Manage joins at 1 right here on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
It's time to add some spice to your nooner. Nooner. Funny. This is the place where big-time guests, bold opinions, and little cute doggies come together. This is Rothman and Ice.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus, the number one rated windows and doors in Columbus.
So where's the office back at Division? In the office, baby. Going up.
And here we go. Welcome in to another edition of Rothman and Ice. I am Matty Ice, and in the house today, you got Jacob Reimer. Rhyme time on the board. And to my right, ladies and gentlemen, filling in for our guy AR, the one and only, Tim May. Tim May, welcome in. Happy holidays. How are you, sir?
Doing extremely well, Mr. Ice. And the as Tom Cruise said so eloquently in Top Gun,
yeah.
Get out of there, Ice. I could take the shot from here.
Well, it's good to see you, man. It is good to see
good
you.
Seeing you, man.
As always, happy holidays to everybody out there. Hopefully, everybody's staying warm, Tim. We had some decent temperature yesterday. And then today, when I'm walking into the studio, it's snowing and it's windy and the feel is like 5 degrees right now. That's Ohio for you this time of year. But yeah, kind of blindsided your boy today with this temperature.
Well, the wind yesterday was kind of crazy as the day went on. And in the late in the or middle of the evening, we've probably got, my wife and I probably have like 30, 35 trees on our property. I've never actually counted them. But a big tree we've had in the front yard that's been sort of dying for like a decade, huge limb came down on it. You know, luckily, there's enough room for it to fall and not hit our fence or anything like that.
Okay.
But you went from like the wind out of the southeast to the wind out of the northwest. You're going to get something happens, baby.
That'll do it. We're going to have some fun today. As always, thanks for joining us, folks. We really appreciate your time. Here's our lineup for today, 12:30, bottom of this hour. Ryan Roberts, who covers the NFL draft for A to Z Sports. We'll talk about all the big-time prospects that we'll be watching this weekend when the college football playoff starts tonight and a lot more with him. Top of the hour at 1 o'clock. Trevor Maddich from ESPN will break down all the college football playoff games. Tonight, we get Bama and Oklahoma. That should be an amazing scene. And then at 2:30, we're going to talk to Colin Gay, who covers Alabama football for the Tuscaloosa News. Because some interesting
stuff.
Used
to be here.
Yes.
Used to work at the Dispatch.
No doubt. Interesting stuff with their head coach right now, with Kalen DeBoer, which I can't wait to get your take in a second. But, hey, you missed anything from our show, just a reminder, as always. You can always catch up wherever you get your podcast. All you have to do is type in Rothman and Ice. Everything we do from noon to 3, we'll be waiting there for you. Subscribe to the podcast as well. Bet365 is the sponsor of the Rothman and Ice podcast. So, Tim, a fun football weekend ahead. College football playoff tonight. NFL games tomorrow. A lot of big-time NFL games this weekend with some crazy playoff implications on the line. Wild game last night in Seattle.
Oh my goodness, dude! I've never seen that play before.
Crazy, right?
Yeah, and then it was literally like watching. It was, I mean, as I tweeted in the middle of it, here comes Seattle, and there goes the Rams. I mean, they're up 30-14. Are you kidding me? What, middle, fourth quarter?
Right.
And but I've never seen a play like that where it hits a guy. It actually hit a defender's helmet and then bounced into the end zone. And a lot of people are now equating it to the to the Ken Stabler play from long ago, the forward fumble that was recovered in the end zone by Casper. And they changed the rule there that you have to recover your own fumble if in fact something like that happens. But this wasn't a fumble. It was a backward lateral. But number two, backward lateral. It was a lateral, which is backward. And number two, it hit a defender, not an offender.
Right.
So then it's a free ball, and a lot of people were shocked by it, but. You know, the way L.A. Rams the pass to Nacua just gave them slightly a revival. But then, boy, Jaxon Smith-Njigba and company, man. It's crazy. He didn't have a catch in the first half, and then he dominated.
Just went absolutely off in the second half. And this is what they were hoping they'd get from him, right? You draft him out of Ohio State.
Yeah, leading the league.
Initially, you had, D.K. Metcalf and Tyler Lockett, crowded wide receiver room. They paved the way for him this year, and he is absolutely showing them.
You saw what Michael Thomas said, right? Nobody dances along the back line like Jaxon Smith-Njigba in the National Football League. He's exactly right.
Special, special. And then on the other side of that, if you faced Puka Nacua last night, fantasy football, I'm sorry, because you're probably done. You're probably done with the performance that he put together. But Seahawks lock up a playoff spot after last night. They take over in the NFC West. So crazy stuff out there. And then, as we mentioned, college football playoff, which we will get into plenty throughout the show. Another interesting nugget going into the weekend, Tim May, is Myles Garrett's chasing some history here. Myles Garrett right now.
Thought he had his hands on it last week.
21 and a half sacks. He's a 1.5 sacks away from becoming the NFL single season record holder. So that will be fun to watch as well. Tim May, one of my favorite things about you is what we do on Fridays during football season.
I thought it was my personality.
Oh, that too. In the Buckeye Bulletin. And we always end it, and I always throw at you, hey, when Buckeye fans finish their, bowl of Frosted Flakes or whatever it may be that they like on a Sunday morning for breakfast. And I ask you, what is your headline going to read? So I wanted to bring this to the table now in a different way. College football playoff gets going this weekend. If you had to create a headline for any game right now off the top of the dome, Tim May, do you have a headline for any one of these matchups that starts tonight with Oklahoma in Alabama?
You kind of hit me blindsided with this.
That's when you're at your best.
4 to 8 to 38 seconds to come up with some of those, as you well know.
So which game do you have right now?
Let's go with Alabama.
Okay, so here it is.
Alabama, Oklahoma.
Okay, so here, let me tee it up for you.
Okay.
When the college football world wakes up on Saturday morning, Tim May, and they finish their, some waffles, just go waffles and bacon. And they think to themselves, I have not read what Tim May had to say about Alabama and Oklahoma. What will your headline read?
By the way, don't waffles and bacon make more sense than waffles and fried chicken? I mean, I've never quite gotten that.
Have you had waffles and fried chicken?
Never had waffles and fried chicken.
If you never had it, I think you're missing out.
I've had waffles and bacon probably 300 times.
Yeah, I think that's more of an easier go-to than waffles and fried chicken. But
I grew up in the South, so fried chicken to me was a major entree at dinner.
Okay, okay. Where are you at on cold fried chicken today? Is that work for you?
Ask my wife. I will eat anything hot or cold. So I don't eat fried chicken hardly at all anymore, because, when you get to be 71, I gotta watch my girlish figure, But let's see.
All right. So you're going to Alabama.
Sideways. Everybody knows you hit me sideways wanting me to do this because I wouldn't anticipate. So let's go with this. Runaway Sooner Schooner.
Okay.
Rolls over tide. Careens toward Cotton Bowl and Ohio State.
I like it. Good stuff right there.
I like careens. I like anything where you can work careens into the
That's a win right there. That's a win. So we'll leave it at that for now. Okay, I'll give you for the rest of the show to figure out maybe some other headlines.
Well, I've already got one already, but
you ready to go?
Let's wait till the rest of the show.
Okay, we'll wait.
So it sounds like I just came up with it.
Hey, in our last couple minutes of the opening segment, I do want to get your take, though, on the whole Michigan situation and just the mess that is them now having to figure out what is going to be their future at the head coach position.
Dude,
what do you think?
They think they... I think there's a lot of far-fetched stuff out there, and I may be totally wrong, but the idea that Kalen DeBoer, I know things have been, he's only been there 2 years at Alabama. It's one of the premier jobs, period. I mean, it's as blue a blood as you can get. Is and pardon the pun with Michigan, but you know, Michigan. I'm not sure where Michigan is. It kind of reminds me of Game of Thrones. I was talking to my good buddy Dave Jones over in Pennsylvania, and we were talking. I said, you know, is Penn State still a blue blood? And he goes, yeah, but it's like, how many blue bloods are we talking about? You know, in the Game of Thrones, they came out of the woodwork, right? Blue bloods did. So top 16 blue bloods, yeah, but maybe top 7 or 8, maybe not, you know, based on the way things have gone there. Michigan, how quickly the kingdom has fallen. I mean, crumbled, in my opinion. Yet, you know, the wherewithal is there for them to rebuild.
For sure.
Quickly.
Yeah.
If they get the right person in there. I just can't. I can't see Kalen DeBoer leaving one blue blood to go to another. I just don't. And my baby brother Tony is going to be 68. My big joke, but it's still true. He's about as big an Alabama fan as you can get. We went to the Alabama South Carolina game together this year during Ohio State's off week, second off week, and he likes Kalen DeBoer. He likes where the future can go with Kalen DeBoer. If you looked at recruiting this year.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not
doing
in a
some
bad
good stuff. Yeah.
They're people who are believing in him and what he's.
As they should.
They're... So, if I'm not sure Kalen DeBoer is being so much run out of Tuscaloosa, especially if he loses tonight. I mean, they're in the college football playoff. They weren't last year, right? Yeah. So they're in the college football playoff. Everybody knows this isn't the greatest Alabama team of all time. If you don't, then you're really whacked. So my point is, why would you leave a place where there are a few radicals who just can't stand ever losing a game? So I don't see him leaving. I think he's a stronger man than that.
I agree.
And I'm telling you, Michigan is a can of worms.
It's a dangerous game up there for sure to play right now for anybody to go up there. Because I think, as you mentioned, recruiting's off to a pretty good start.
Yeah.
Year two, you're in the playoff. And you can develop talent. You've shown it at your other stops, right? At Indiana, at Washington, what he was able to do at the NAIA level is impressive to me.
Yes.
Winning championships there and building cultures down there. Yes, that's what
Google
he does.
Him. Google him, he wins.
Shout out to Kirk Cignetti. Coming up next, Ohio State. They will get the winner of Miami and Texas. Who do we think is the better matchup for Ohio State? We'll talk about it next. It's Rothman and Ice right here on The Fan.
Have you already started your tailgate? Us too. It's Football Friday.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, and player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Go. Top row.
EYECARE.
Good. Next row.
AM America? iCareAmerica.org?
Yes. iCareAmerica helps seniors who haven't had a medical eye exam in 3 or more years. They also help those with an increased risk for glaucoma. And the appointment is often free or at no out-of-pocket cost. It's easy to see if you qualify. Go to EYECareAmerica.org.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, and player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
T-Bone and Tyvus.
Snitches might get stitches, but they do sometimes avoid federal prison for 65 years.
Why do 10 when you can tell on a friend?
T-Bone and Tyvus Mornings on the Fan is sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We are tracking some very cold conditions here for today as highs are only in the 20s, but it will feel even colder. Winds out in the northwest at 15 to 30 miles per hour, making it feel like it's down to single digits and teens here for your Friday. And then as we head into tonight, we're tracking partly cloudy skies, lows down in the upper teens to lower 20s here for your Saturday morning. And that's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
Bet365, the official online sports book of Rothman and Ice. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Anthony's tennis shorts were so tight, they had to pixelate his crotch. You're listening to Rothman and Ice.
That you are. Welcome back in. Tim May in the house today for our guy AR. You know, Tim, I enjoy when we got some live sports going on. Got a bowl game going on right now, but it's not looking good right now. I think we've got Western Michigan and who else is up there right
Kennesaw
now?
Kennesaw State.
Western Michigan up 34-0.
Kennesaw State played number one Indiana this year.
Yes, they did. 34-0 before.
I think they're playing them five times out of the next 6 years. No, I'm just joking. I call them Kennesaw Mountain Landis State.
Well, yeah, that's tough right there, Tim. And we have at 2:30, Memphis will take on NC State, and then bottom of tonight, I guess I should say, is Alabama and Oklahoma, 8 o'clock kick on ABC and ESPN. Ohio State, they'll be waiting on the winner of Miami and Texas A&M. In your mind, Tim May, who do you believe is the tougher matchup for the old Scarlet and Gray on the 31st?
Yeah, I was on with Bo earlier today, kind of promoing our show, by the way.
Thank you for doing that. Thank you.
But I've been asked that twice today, once here and once on a Cleveland station. And I think it's a push a little bit, except both teams, I think, can be thrown on if you can protect Julian Sain. You follow me? So, number one I look at is who can I score points on if I'm looking at a team? And then number two, defensively, do I match up pretty well? I think Ohio State matches up pretty well with both of these teams. It's Ohio State's defense against their offense, because Ohio State is going to get a decent pass rush, I think, against either one of them. And then I like Ohio State's secondary with anybody. And, of course, the linebackers are both All-Americans. And then you throw Peyton Pierce in there and maybe puts sick Riley Pettijohn on him a little bit if it's Texas A&M, because he and Peyton Pierce, you know, both from Texas, and get after it. But the thing about Texas A&M is, just like last year in the college football playoff semifinal in the Cotton Bowl, Texas A&M is not very far from Dallas. Yeah. And number two, that's like saying everybody who ever graduated or cared about Texas A&M lives in College Station. Incorrect, you know. But they will have a huge contingent there. Oh, yeah. Whereas Miami, we've seen that act before. Miami can have the greatest team in America, but they may get 15,000, backers. So I think they're Ohio State's better off from an atmosphere standpoint, because Ohio State fans will find a way, they always do.
No doubt.
Going against a Miami in Dallas in the Cotton Bowl. So just from the 12th man aspect of things, they're better off playing Miami than they are Texas A&M. Otherwise, I think they match up fairly well with both of them, but it's not going to be a pushover by any stretch.
No, not at all. I agree. And, you know, last time we saw Ohio State, they got pushed around up front on that offensive line. Indiana's defensive line down there in the trenches did a really good job.
Yeah, I don't know if they got pushed around. It was more like they got run in between stuff.
For me, it kind of felt like they got pushed around. They racked up 5 sacks in the game and over the whole year, right? Ohio State didn't give up. They gave up 6 the entire year. And so, whether you're dealing with A&M or whether you're dealing with Miami, you're talking about two really good defensive lines, right?
A&M, both an outstanding rusher.
No question. A&M as a team tied for first in the country in sacks. And on Miami's side of this thing, you got to deal with Mesidor and Bain. Those two dudes, man, are absolutely legit. And so that the right side of that offensive line is going to be a major focal point, I think, for all of us to watch to see how they're going to get short up, because you know how the game works, Tim May. They're going to go back and look at that Indiana film and see if they can maybe slide some of their elite pass rushers over there to see, hey, are they ready to handle that? And they're probably going to pressure and pressure and pressure there until they show they can hold up.
Yep.
At the quarterback position for both parties, really talented quarterbacks. The Carson Beck thing is always interesting to me, because which Carson Beck is going to show up to the party? Right now, he's playing good ball. But we've been watching him throughout his career. Right. And that's the key.
In warm-ups, go ahead.
Right now, he's playing good ball. But as
dude,
you know,
he will throw you the ball. I guess that's what I said to Bo this morning. He will throw you the ball at least twice.
Yes, he will. He
will
do that. Will
you catch it? If you catch it, it changes the game.
That's the key in this. And then the other side of this, too, is Marcel Reed and his ability to really hurt you with his legs, even when your defense is right.
Yeah, but boy, he is. I mean, sporadic. I'm not just talking about the South Carolina game. He is really, from one possession to the next, almost, it's like a different guy's out there. And it's interesting because when the real guy's out there, he's extremely talented.
Yes, he is.
He can feel when he should run and takes off running and is a tough customer once you catch him. So be careful what you run down, right? I mean, yeah, you might have claws.
It's really important with him, right? To keep him in the pocket. Because if any team could do that and faces A&M this year, he's shown that he's inconsistent. So within the pocket.
So what you're getting to is, I mean, what you're making the argument for, and I hear it, is Carson Beck is the more, Carson Beck and Miami are the more, quote, conventional, end quote, offense to go against, because Carson Beck is not going to run a lot and hurt you. No. Marcel Reed could run on a dime, but we've seen Ohio State face a couple of running quarterbacks this year. Even Mendoza, they kept Mendoza fairly in check, man. I mean, you know, he made a couple of big passes, which changed that game. So I would say conventional warfare, you want to go against Miami. But Marcel Reed has shown to be helter skelter in terms of consistency. So you never know when the good guy's going to show up and when the bad guy's going to, but you got to figure both of them are going to show up in the game at some point.
No doubt.
Talking about both sides of Marcel Reed. So I just think Ohio State, I really like Ohio State in this game, in this matchup either way, because I think Ohio State, like I said, I'm going to go back to this, is going to be able to throw the ball on either one of them if you can protect.
Yeah.
That's
the big if. That is the big if.
I mean, SMU beat Miami.
Yeah, and that was one of those bad Carson Beck games. The game against Louisville, like, that just sticks with you that he's capable of that three-interception game. Right, and he's had some of those at Georgia, too, before he left and went down to Miami.
Miami has been playing right now, where are you at all?
As far as which side of the ball?
Offensively, I feel like they've been putting on a clinic.
Here's where I'm at. I think Ohio State, with the defense that they have, not too fearful of anybody in the country and what they're going to be able to do consistently getting up and down the field. Because, while yes, they lost to Indiana. Indiana walked away with that game with 13 points on the scoreboard.
And the touchdown was basically a medium fade back shoulder throw.
Right.
But they lost that battle. And one battle killed them.
They did.
I just like Ohio State defensively, because Ohio State reminds me of what's a little thing where you stick your fingers in,
the Chinese finger trap?
Is that what that's called?
It usually gets tighter the more you try to pull it out.
Right.
I mean, Indiana had one good drive and scored a touchdown on it when they needed to, and wins the game because the offense couldn't get out. Ohio State's offense couldn't finish.
Capitalize, yeah,
now,
in the red zone.
The big question is, Ohio State going to be able to finish against Texas A&M or Miami? We're not going to know that until December 31st, about 10:30.
I love that you brought that up, because while we can talk about how the offensive line had a dicey day for Ohio State, they had their moments late in the third quarter, late in the fourth quarter, to put points up on the board. They didn't do it. There was a field goal, obviously, that didn't go their way, too. So they left plenty of meat on the bone. And so I think we're all on the same page with Ohio State fans are always going to have comfort because this defense is going to travel. It has all year long.
Right.
And even when you talk about a quarterback like Marcel Reed and his ability to hurt you with his legs. They did a good job against Arch Manning, I thought. Did a good job with the guy from Washington.
DeMond Williams.
And so they've had time on task going up against quarterbacks like this. I'll say this, though, real quick for Carson Beck. This is obviously a big stage for him to kind of put some good shine on that NFL draft stock as well. Because you mentioned Mendoza, and if Dante Moore comes out, it feels like those are going to be kind of the one and two at the quarterback position.
Oh, so now he's going to get his act together for a full 60.
If he does, though, and kind of goes on a little, maybe a game or two run here.
Yeah.
Because remember, 2 years ago, he was the guy coming into the season. Like, he was kind of the no-doubt consensus for people that he is going to be the QB1, and obviously it went the other way. So,
and then when he left Georgia last year, I think they might have even packed his bags for him. I mean, they definitely didn't slide any cash his way.
No, Miami did, though.
Yeah.
His car stolen down there and everything.
What are we talking about here? You know, I mean, the team he was at gave up on him. And and went with Gunnar Stockton of all, you know.
Which has been, it's been okay.
We'll be talking about that here in a couple of weeks, but probably.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I just, I don't know. I don't know if I'd stake my house on Carson Beck.
You know how things work, though.
Beating this Ohio State defense.
Timing is everything for his NFL draft. Like, if he goes on a run here and looks clean kind of plays the way he does, that'll get some people warmed up to Carson Beck again. Coming up in 2 minutes, we'll talk about all these draft prospects we're going to watch this weekend with Ryan Roberts from A to Z Sports. Don't move. That's coming up next right here on the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, and player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
To qualify.
Rossman and Ice is sponsored by your local Pella Window and Door Showroom on Gemini Parkway.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
There's nothing like ripping off your pants and enjoying some lobster bisque. This is Rothman and Ice.
Can use that today with this type of weather, I'll tell you that.
I'm not ripping off my pants, so they do it.
Welcome back in. This is Rothman and Ice. Tim May in the house today for AR. We're going to light up right now the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline and bring on one of our favorites, Ryan Roberts. Does an awesome job covering college football and the NFL draft over at A to Z Sports. Ryan, happy holidays. How you been, man?
I'm doing pretty well, guys. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. Appreciate your time as always. Let's start here. The draft prospect you're most excited to watch this weekend is who and why?
Oh, it's a good one. It's a very interesting slate because obviously got a couple of the G5 components opponents that don't really have much of draft prospects. But it would probably be, even though it's against James Madison, so it's not a high profile game, I still just would love to consistently see the impact and the upside and the just kind of the consistent approach that Dante Moore brings to the table at quarterback for Oregon. I really think that there's been some weird vibes in that standing of him because he's a redshirt sophomore for people that haven't followed his career from UCLA to Oregon. But there's been like a little like weird kind of whispers of potentially returning to school in 2026, which I think kind of took a turn when Will Stein announced that he's going to be the new head coach at Kentucky. But I really do think that he has shown great command since the Indiana game, which was not his best game. And down the stretch of the season, I think he's been really, really good. And if he ends up declaring at only 20 years old, I think that it's going to be a very interesting conversation between him and Fernando Mendoza, where Mendoza is probably the higher floor conversation, right? Like, you've got to kind of know what you're going to get more often than not. Moore is a little bit more of the high upside. So I'm interested to see if he just kind of continues to build his momentum down the stretch of the season.
Hey, Ryan, it's Tim May. I'm just wondering, man, when you look at Carson Beck, what we were just talking about him like 5 minutes ago, but what is your take on him and his potential and how the NFL guys are going to perceive him?
Yeah, I think he's the perfect example, Tim, of a guy that he's the median approach to the extremes in the draft world, where a couple years ago, after you know his really good 2023 season at Georgia, everyone was saying this guy's going to be a first-round pick. This guy might be the top quarterback in the draft. And obviously, you know, he gets hurt and he's banged up and he's not very good. I meant last season for the 2024 season. And then everyone kind of does the complete 180, where like everyone going into the year now is like, the guy sucks, right? Like, he can't play.
Right.
And like, that's what we do in the world, right? Like, it's a very hyperbolic space, the draft spot. Either you're all in on a guy or you're not in at all, when in reality, he's somewhere in the middle, right? Like, I'm not the biggest fan of all time, but I think he brings a very sound floor to the table. He's got the size. He's got the requisite arm talent that you need to be in the league for a decent amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to end up being somewhere in the mid-rounds, and he's going to be a long-term backup that might at some point be a spot starter or maybe a bridge quarterback. Like, well, that's what I kind of see at Carson Beck right now.
So what do you think is the dream scenario for an NFL scout or a person like yourself to judge a quarterback coming out of college? Like you said, if you just based it on a couple of years ago, Carson Beck is a can't miss, but yeah, he can miss, you know, but do you know more about him now in terms of how he responds when he misses, if you follow my drift there? And the fact, I mean, I think no matter what, it's good to have a thicker book on a guy, right? And otherwise, it is a roll of the dice.
Well, I think at any position, the more information you have is better, right? Like, I mean, there's no such thing as too much information. From there, it's about how you kind of really dig down and you're able to compartmentalize that information into a clear thought on a player, right? But
yeah,
I do think at the quarterback position especially, this is why, and it's changed a little bit in the quarterback evaluation space, but this is why people want to see quarterbacks play multiple years on the college level. It's not just so you're not on the Mark Sanchez list of like one-year starters that end up busting in the NFL. It's because
right,
you want to see exactly what you're talking about. You want to see how players go through the highs. You want to see how they come back from the lows, because at the end of the day, every quarterback, no matter if you are Trevor Lawrence or you're Brock Purdy, you're going to go through a moment in your career where you are tested, and in whether it's an injury, whether it's bad play, whether it's bad players around you, a bad system, not a great coaching staff, all those things, these quarterbacks are going to go through a ringer where they have to come out on the other side and have to show that fortitude. That's why, like, the film matters, right? Like, I'm this guy, I'm a film guy. But the quarterback evaluation is the most deep and comprehensive, because it's about being able to sit down with those guys, understanding them as leaders, understanding them as figures in the locker room, understanding them as just the person that can be consistent day in and day out. Like, all those super cliches of, like, first guy in, last guy to leave. Like, all those things are a part of the process. And I think the more information you have on a player, the more of an absolute understanding that you can have, or at least as close as possible to knowing if that guy has what it takes to be that dude every single day.
Ryan Roberts from A to Z Sports joining us here on The Fan, talking all things NFL draft, some of the top draft prospects around the sport, and a lot of the guys we'll be watching this weekend. Let's lock in on a couple of these Buckeyes here. I want to start with Carnell Tate and where he's stacking up for you right now amongst some of the receivers that are going to be coming out. This guy, just an explosive playmaker we've watched all year. Talk about what you've seen from him on tape, and where is he stacked up for you currently amongst all the receivers?
Yeah, going into the year, I liked Carnell, but I didn't love him, to be honest. I loved the length that he had. I loved the approach that he brings to the game. But I thought in 2024, it was kind of spotty. It was a little bit inconsistent, which is understandable for a sophomore that was a first-year starter, right? Like, those things are understandable. This year, he's been a completely different animal. Like, he's been pretty much elite from start to finish. I know he obviously had those, you know, he's banged up for a couple games in the middle there, but I mean, he's been fantastic. So I think he's wide receiver one right now, because I think that he is the cleanest profile of anybody. There's going to be a conversation point between him and like Jordan Tyson from Arizona State, which Jordan Tyson's awesome. Jordan Tyson also has a long list of durability stuff that we're going to have to work through from the medical side.
Mm-hmm.
But Carnell is 6'2 plus, long arms, great understanding of how to attack leverage, very easy in and out of breaks, can work vertically, and has a really good understanding of how to attack vertically, especially against defensive backs. So I think he's a very clean player, man. Like, he's got a high floor. I think he still has a pretty nice ceiling as well to tap into. I think he could end up being a top 10 pick when all is said and done.
Yeah. And back to this weekend, though, Ryan, I mean, are there a couple of guys you definitely are going there to must-watch, must-see TV for you in terms of making an evaluation? Heck, you may be even at one of the games for all I know. But is there, you know, like a couple of pass rushers that are going to be playing in the A&M and Miami game? I mean, right on down the line, who have you kind of got your eye on that you want to see him against top-level opposition, right? I mean, that's when you really, I think, should bore in as a scout is, well, who's he going against? Is he going against a light guy? Is he going against a guy that was just out of high school? Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I think the Alabama-Texas A&M game is the perfect player-to-player conversation, and that's Caden Proctor for Alabama against Cassius Howell from Texas A&M, who it's a good back-and-forth potential, because both of those players adversarially are the exact thing that gives the other trouble, in theory, right? Like, Cassius Howell is an undersized stand-up rusher who's got sub-31-inch arms. He is an outlier, but he is going up against a massive offensive tackle in Caden Proctor, who's 6'7", 360-plus pounds. So, in theory, Caden Proctor should have the advantage just from a size working the point of attack. But on the other side, the thing that you will worry about with Proctor is that speed and that twitch to come off, and the guy that could change direction, right? And that is what Howell is. So, I'm fascinated to see, one, how can Cassius Howell work against him in the run game? Is he able to set a firm edge? Is he able to be competitive in that regard? And two, can Caden Proctor keep Ty Simpson upright against a guy like Cassius Howell, who has been a sack artist in the SEC this year? He needs to show, and that's the next big step, because he's been doing it in the SEC all year.
Yeah.
But going against a guy like Proctor, who is as much NFL size as you want to see without being in the NFL, Can Cassius Howell win consistently against a player like that? If he is able to, that kind of continues to have him rise potentially into being a first-round draft pick.
So we've got Howell out there. We've got Reuben Bain for Miami. And then here in Columbus, there's Arvel Reese.
Never heard of him.
Of the three, when you look at Arvel Reese and his game, just talk about that and kind of what role you could see him playing in the NFL. Is that a pure pass rusher in your mind, or do you see maybe multiple things he could get into?
Yeah, I think Arvel Reese is the best player in the draft from anybody that I've seen so far. There's a fun line between being incredibly versatile and being a tweener, right? Like, a tweener is not a good thing. That's a negative connotation. That says that you are not perfect in one spot, so you might actually struggle to be just one all the time. He is versatile. He's not a tweener. Like, if you wanted Arvel Reese to be your starting Mike linebacker, he's your starting Mike linebacker. If you wanted him to be your starting Sam linebacker, if you run a lot of 4-3 personnel, he's your Sam linebacker. You learn a lot of base. If you want him to be a pure edge rusher, 3-4, 4-3, whatever, he can do that. Like, he is an absolute fantastic athlete, 6'4" plus, 240 plus pounds. I like him as a linebacker. I do, because I think for a creative defensive mind, I think he is your starting Mike linebacker. And if you want to get a little bit unique with how you use him on obvious passing situations, on third and longs, that type of thing, that's where the sub rush potential, I think, comes to play. So he's not a guy that I think is like, you, I don't watch him and say, that guy doesn't look comfortable on the second level, I need to attack him all the time. He's a guy that I think can play stacked consistently, work the point of attack, gap discipline, all those types of things. I think he's a starting Mike linebacker, a guy that is going to be a Pro Bowler very early on in his career. And he'll have some tackle for loss and sack production because he's such a freaky athlete as well.
Brian, how much does it help NFL teams, even yourself, watching how Matt Patricia, a former Super Bowl winning defensive coordinator in the National Football League, use Arvel Reese and what he what he thinks of him as this ridiculous mobile chess piece?
I mean, the more you can do, the more valuable you are. But the more you can do well, the more valuable you are, right? Like,
right.
Some guys that aren't. They try to be versatile just to say that they're versatile. But like, right. Arvel Reese, he's versatile because he can do so many different things at an extremely high level. So, yeah, I mean, the way I look at it, there is no NFL defense, whether you're a 4-3, 3-4 base, whether you're a pure nickel structure, whether you want to be sub a lot and you want to be unique with some of the amoeba stuff, like whatever you like to do defensively, Arvel Reese can fit that, right? So
right.
I think seeing him in so many different roles, seeing him in so many different alignments, I think it only helps him because he's not a guy that does one thing really well and you try to make him do a bunch of different things to say you can do it. He's a guy that actually can do a lot of things at a very high level.
It's really good stuff. A great breakdown from you. He's Ryan Roberts from A to Z Sports. Make sure you follow him on X at Rise and Draft. Ryan, as always, appreciate your time, man. Happy holidays. We'll talk to you soon.
You too, fellas. Thank you so much.
There he goes. Ryan Roberts from A to Z Sports joining us here on The Fan. We'll round out the first hour as we always do on a Friday next with overs and unders. It's Rothman and Ice right here on The Fan.
Wake up with The Fan. Eat lunch with The Fan. Go to bed with The Fan. Dream about The Fan. Then change your sheets. Gross.
Ew, you guys are gross, but stick around in case I don't find anyone else.
The Fan.
Would you enjoy...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Drive. Join our resident gambling degenerates, Dave Biddle and Scotty Vegas, for On the Money, Sunday mornings at 9.
Presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
All the action, none of the responsibility.
The Fan.
All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Rothman and Ice present Overs and Unders.
Sponsored by the Roofing Guys. For all your roofing, siding, and gutter needs, contact the Roofing Guys at theroofingguys.com.
All right, welcome back in. Happy Friday to you all. Tim May in the building today for AR. Rhyme Time in the house today for TLC. Rhyme Time got a fresh cut today, Tim May.
He's feeling good, man. He's feeling good about them heels,
oh,
man.
Yeah.
Those Tar Heels.
We'll get to that in the Buckeye Bulletin. Big time college basketball matchup. Two really strong brands. Rhyme Time, what's going on? going on, man? You good today?
Yeah, I'm doing fantastic. Liking the snow, but
yeah,
whatever.
I don't know what that and the wind, the high level wind. Like, what are we doing? Let's figure it out.
I was walking out my back door to go to my car, and I about slipped and fell as it was already freezing over. About pulling my groin. That would not have been a good start to the day.
Hey, I texted my, I called my wife, Susie, and I reminded her that there can be black ice out there. You just don't see it. But I like those challenges, like a Formula One driver, has to deal with, did he overstep? You know, is it a little bit of a oversteer into whatever corner? So, yeah, you better be careful out there, ladies and gentlemen. It could sneak up on you.
Tim, Jacob Reimers, he's a new dad, a newish dad.
Yeah, congratulations
to
him, man.
Yeah, you got any advice for the young lad there?
I need it, Tim.
Yeah, the young Tar Heel. Yeah, dude, spend as much time as possible. I don't mean to get sappy here all of a sudden, but, man, I am so enjoying my grandsons. It's crazy, Owen and Charlie, especially this time of the year. But, you know, when I was growing up, but, I mean, I spent a lot of time with my kids, but I wished I spent a little bit more. But, man, be with them in those sports moments, for example. Yeah. Boy or girl, as much as possible. It is so cool to watch them running around.
We took her to her first basketball game last night. Watched a couple buddies coach that are now coaching some basketball.
Okay.
And she was just taking it all in, watching her head go all over the place.
Oh, yeah. I know you love that.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're a basketball head.
I'm hoping she gets my height. That'd be huge.
You're 6'4"?
Hey. Yeah, roughly.
6'3.5", 6'4"? Yeah.
Don't you think he sits her down in front of the TV and YouTube and just runs North Carolina highlights?
The good old days.
Yeah. But I was telling him, it looks like the good old days are back.
Hey, looking good, man. Rashad McCants highlights, all those guys, North Carolina. And, obviously, Michael Jordan. Yeah. You've heard of him.
Yeah, I got to cover his first breakout game.
Where was that at?
At the Meadowlands Arena when they played Kentucky.
Okay.
And Sam Bowie? Was that his name?
That sounds right.
That
sounds right.
And that was the game where he really kind of stepped up. And from then on, man, he was
came
superstar.
The guy.
Mike became Michael.
No doubt. All right, let's get into some of these overs and unders for this week. What do you got cooked up?
We'll go to the one college football playoff game tonight. We're doing some picks later, but we'll look at the over-under for this game. Alabama and Oklahoma, over-under 40.5.
I'll let you lead it off, Tim. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I'm thinking under, man. I think I think both of these teams, if seen enough of each other to have an idea of what's coming at them offensively. And I don't know what they could add. Mateer might be better, Ty Simpson, you and I talked about before the show started. I mean, Alabama's had some problems on the offensive line, and Simpson's had problems being, in my opinion, not against lesser thans, but against big-time opponents being consistent. So I could see the under in this game. You take a couple of turnovers away from that first meeting this year, and that's a really bad game.
It sounds like maybe Bam will get a bit of a boost with Jam Miller being back. Yeah. I don't know how much of a difference. He's a good player, right? But as far as lighting up the scoreboard and getting to this over, I'm with you on the under, because I love when you see a team for the third time, the defense, you know the tendencies, you know the in and outs, especially when you got Brent Venables, head coach, as a defensive mind. I think he'll tighten the screws on them just a little bit. So I'll go under.
Yeah, we've seen that defensive mind, good and bad.
Sure that.
But real quick, what's the weather? I didn't see the forecast.
Good question. Let me fire up the old iPhone
here. That will play significantly, I think, into this thing.
Norman, Oklahoma tonight.
The over did hit in the last game that they played. It was 23-21, so just barely got over there.
Exactly.
It was over.
So I see under. That's just my take.
I've got for you, Tim May, 59 is the high down there today. The low is 30, but kicks right around 8 o'clock.
Right.
Looks like it'll be 49 and windy.
Wow.
Down there in Norman, Oklahoma.
And when they say windy down there,
that's
a different wind.
No doubt about it. What do you got next, Ryan Time?
All right, there's two NFL games tomorrow on Saturday. We'll start with the Eagles at Commanders, over under 44.5.
I'm going to take the under on this. Just the Commanders right now, their offense, removing Jane Daniels from the equation. I know Marcus Mariota's been decent as a backup this year. And then also the combination of Philly this year, I think being kind of inconsistent with their offensive output week in and week out. It can be a Saquon game. They can control the game, I believe, that way. So I'll go with under on that one.
Going to go with under on that one, too, because I know Mariota has a chance to make a play or two. He also has a chance to help the other team make a play or two. So that's been his MO. So I would go with under on that one also.
It's crazy, too, how life comes at you so fast in this sport because of injuries, right?
Yeah.
You think about C.J. Stroud in year one, and then Houston gets hit with some stuff in year two. They didn't look the part. Now they're back.
The quarterback.
That's the key.
That's the position. all levels
of
football.
I mean, Washington was in the NFC title game last year.
Right.
Turn the page, he gets injured, Terry McLaurin starts injured, and then life just looks completely different.
Bingo.
What do you got next?
A big NFC North game tomorrow night. The Packers are at the Bears, over under 46.5.
What's my weather in that one? Because I would think it's not going to be good.
And windier, probably up there.
You know, I don't mean to be under on every one of these, but that's what I'm feeling. I mean,
hey, the pressure's on this time of year. Close games, meaningful games.
I tell you what, though, man, Caleb Williams, I give the Bears credit. You know, JT Barrett and everybody. The way Caleb Williams has come on and become a spectacular playmaker at times, right, which could boost you over in this one and stuff. But I'm still going to go with the under.
It looks like the hype around Ben Johnson was worth it because he was talked about last few years as the offensive coordinator that was next to be this up-and-coming big-time star at the head coach position. It's been a good marriage for them. I'm going to take the over in this game.
Okay.
That Bears secondary, you can get after. Watson and crew and Jordan Love had a good game a couple weeks ago against them. And then on the flip side, now we're taking Micah Parsons out of this thing for Green Bay.
I forgot about Micah Parsons.
I think offensively, these teams can have a bit of a comfortable day. I'm going over.
I forgot about Micah Parsons.
Switch it up.
So is Jerry Jones.
Well, got those two first-round picks, man. Quentin Williams look good for them down there.
I know, but
these look good. So are you sticking with your under? Or you going over?
Are they
going
to make the play? I'm going to stick with under.
Okay,
yeah,
stick with under. All right, one more.
All right, we do have a pretty notable boxing match tonight.
Oh,
Jake Paul against Anthony Joshua. How many rounds is this thing going? I got over under 3.5.
Do you lean into any of the theories that are out there that this is all gimmicky and these guys are in it for the check or they're in it for the millions of dollars and they'll drag this thing out? Because Anthony Joshua, he should body this guy. I don't know if you saw the picture of him towering over Jake Paul yesterday. It just doesn't even look like.
But, you know,
it should be a fight.
Dynamite comes in small packages, smaller packages.
I'm going under too.
Yeah. I think there's a haymaker. There's a haymaker coming.
No doubt about it. So you're all unders this week.
I'm all unders this week.
There it is. Those are your overs and unders for this Friday. Coming up top of the hour, Trevor Maddish does an awesome job covering college football at ESPN. I was watching him on SportsCenter last night, hitting us with breakdowns of all the games. He's going to do that for us next. Alabama, Oklahoma tonight. The rest of the college football playoffs kick off after that at high noon tomorrow. We'll get into it next. It's Rothman and Ice right here on The Fan.
The Big Nine was a sad, incomplete place. Enter Ohio State. The rest is history. The Buckeye Show.
Weeknights at 6.
The Fan.
It's the year-end sale.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Tyler Danberg. Despite Zach Werenski's second straight two-goal game, the Blue Jackets fell to the Wild 5-2 Thursday night. With the Jackets losing 6 of their last 7, defenseman Ivan Provorov said the team can't fall behind.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
DeMar Hamlin, I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers. Through CPR education and access to AEDs, nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
At the Ohio Lottery.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.
All your favorite fan shows are on YouTube.
Along with those fake YouTube ads like Chew This Gum and It Grows New Teeth.
Experience the splendor of Bose sitting in his closet, Timmy Hall's gouty gold chains, and Matty Ice wearing a coat in 90-degree weather. It's all there. Head to YouTube and subscribe today. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We are looking at some much colder conditions here for today as highs are only in the 20s here this afternoon. Winds will be fairly strong out of the northwest at 15 to 30 miles per hour, and that's going to make it feel like it's down in the single digits and teens here for your Friday. But we are looking ahead to some warmer temperatures here for tomorrow. Highs are back in the mid-40s, and that's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
Bet365, the official online sports book of Rothman and Ice. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Rothman and Ice present Under Pressure.
Sponsored by 3D Cabinetry. 3DCabinetry.net, where quality meets affordability.
All right, let's get into it. Matty Ice, Tim May in the house today for AR Rhyme Time on the board for TLC as well. I'll lead it off this week, fellas. And I got to be honest, I feel a little bad for what I'm about to do. But I feel like this has to be done. Because I think the honeymoon phase is over. Over in Indy. That was all last week. Phillip Rivers, you're on the pressure list this week, and here's why. I think he's got to step up a little bit.
Oh, man.
He's got to step up a little bit.
Not calling out the grandpa.
Did he say old man or old man?
He's an old man. He's a grandpa. He's literally grandpa.
Yeah.
They've lost four games in a row. They had a great start to the season. Daniel Jones was, hey, is he our guy of the future? Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. Doesn't look that way anymore after the Achilles injury. I don't think there's any way that they can pay him. But you look at the standings. I mentioned the losing streak that they're on. They're 8-6 right now. They fall to 8-7. They're not going to win the division. If you have the Baltimore Ravens win their game this week, they'll be tied. And so things get a little weird for a team that looked for sure like they were going to the playoffs a couple months ago. I don't think he has to be great, but I think he's got to be a little bit better than he was last week.
Old man Rivers.
They'll come home in a dome this week on Monday Night Football against the San Francisco 49ers. So I'm starting with Phillip Rivers. You got to knock the rust off last week. It was the honeymoon phase. That's over. Colts fans, I think, had expectations of finding themselves in the postseason this year. He's got to save the day a little bit. So I'm going Phillip Rivers and put him on the pressure list this week.
All right, I'm looking at a hot seat, and it's going to be sitting on the sidelines. And somebody's going to be sitting in it after the game is over. You follow my drift? I mean, pressure. And it's Kalen DeBoer and Brent Venables. Because one of them, losing this game, is going to be sitting on a hot not an ejection seat. There's a big difference. But a hot seat.
Kind of like when the fajitas come around the restaurant, you hear it sizzling from a mile away like
there,
that.
There aren't many more prouder programs in the country. And there are some that are prouder. Matter of fact, the one we cover on a daily basis.
No doubt.
Ohio State. But Alabama and Oklahoma, if anybody thinks Alabama fans are just happy to be in the college football playoff again, they're wrong. If anybody thinks Oklahoma fans are satisfied with being in the college football playoff again, and all that, hosting a game. So the seat's going to heat up for both of those guys, which when they have that seat sitting there, it's in sort of a container because it could be chilly there tonight, as you pointed out. Yeah. So I guess that would mean they're in that bubble there of being on the hot seat and under pressure.
I like it. That's good. Rhyme time, who do you got?
I am going to go with Rick Pitino against his former squad against Kentucky. They are the game before Ohio State and North Carolina on Saturday down in Atlanta, or Catlanta, like Kentucky fans like to call it. But St. John's,
Catlanta,
they are 7-3. They are 0-3 in quad one games. And we know for March purposes, that's big. And they haven't looked great against really good competition. They need a win like this against Kentucky, who is also struggling. Like, I could put Mark Pope under pressure as well.
Okay.
But this is on Rick Pitino because a lot of people are questioning the Big East right now, too. So St. John's needs to represent.
I like it. I like it. Tim, do you want to go next? You want me to go again?
I'll go next.
Okay, what do you got?
I'm looking at Mike Elko because I know they lost one game. They beat Notre Dame, kept Notre Dame from going into the college football playoff, really, when you think about it. Miami and Texas A&M did. But Texas A&M fans, that loss to Texas, man, it sits with them. I guarantee you, 24-7. And he's got the prime situation sitting here, kind of like Ryan Day last year. You're hosting a first-round game to kind of rekindle the fire and get things going and get on a roll and stuff. So I think much more so than Miami, I think Mike Elko and Texas A&M are under pressure.
Interesting. So you think maybe if they drop that one to A&M tomorrow, that
whispers will turn into actual coffee house talk.
See, that'd be crazy to me.
Yeah, well, I think he's going to say water cooler talk, but now it's coffee house talk.
I think he's a really good coach. You look at what he did.
I think he's a hell of a coach.
Yeah, I don't think that if you lose in the first round to Miami this year, there should be any of that.
Didn't say he wasn't a hell of a coach.
No, I'm just saying for the folks down there, that would be crazy to me.
Getting paid a lot of money, and he was on a lot of people's hit list now to come after him this year and stuff. But Texas A&M fans, man, they want it yesterday. Yeah. Not tomorrow.
It's got to be realistic, I think, too. And you got to let these coaches build.
Well, we're not talking about realism here. We're talking about football, college football fans who put their heart and soul into things. The 12th man is a real deal, but sometimes that hadn't helped them enough.
Yeah,
so,
look, you can feel that way as a fan, but you also got to realize, too, that maybe the guy that you have can get things in order over time.
My point is the path is there for him to get to the semifinals when you consider they're hosting a game and then they're playing their next game in Dallas if they win.
Second candidate for me. I'm going to the NBA. It's getting spooky up there in Cleveland, guys. It's getting real spooky up there in Cleveland for the Cleveland Cavaliers because this was supposed to be the year. You look around, Boston's down, right? No Jason Tatum for them. And really a lot of the conversation this offseason was, it's the Cavs and the Knicks. Those are the two teams that will probably be the 1 and 2 seed in the East. The Cavs, as we sit here today, are 8th in the East. 8th in the East. And I know, look. Mobley's gross. Down right now. Exactly. Mobley's down right now. Garland hasn't been himself. But a reason why I think there's a lot of pressure right now is you're 3-7 over your last 10. Now you can start making trades around the NBA according to the calendar. And so I think Donovan Mitchell, Evan Mobley, those guys aren't going anywhere. But I think we're at a point to where you may have to have conversations about tweaking this roster just a little bit. If you find yourself over the next week or two,
don't panic,
slipping and sliding the wrong way, because
don't panic.
This was supposed to be the year they get to the finals. They had been building the last few years, right?
Don't
going into the
postseason.
And so I'm putting the Cavs on the pressure list again going into the weekend because it could get late early for them. They host Chicago tonight at home. They host New Orleans next Tuesday, and in between that, they will host the Charlotte Hornets. So three teams that they should beat, but they did lose to Charlotte
a couple games ago. Just tank for Darren Peterson.
Now listen, man, that would not be a bad move at all. But I'm putting some pressure on the Cavs because they got to get rolling right now. What do you got, Ron Todd?
I will go with the two Power Conference teams that are playing Group of Five schools on Saturday with Oregon and Ole Miss because of the comments by one Joel Klatt. Because if you don't show up in these games and a Cinderella run happens, oh, man. That would be poetic.
Sometimes Cinderella only has to get one win. You know, yeah. Cinderella went home from the ball without her slipper.
Especially in this sport, it's going to be hard for me to see any program that we deem as a Cinderella make a run in football.
It's basketball, baby.
Right, no doubt about it. All right, Timmy, you got one more for us?
Yeah. I'm just thinking, I don't want to put Jake Diebler under pressure. But, you know, you want to see competitiveness this weekend. Is that the right way of putting it, Reimer?
Yeah,
because I know you expect Carolina to roll in all of that. But as a program, you want to see Ohio State, you know, make that next step. Whatever. I thought they were pretty competitive with Illinois, but Illinois just, you know, pulled away, so to speak. I think there's some pressure there to step up in a neutral site. I know you call it, I thought y'all call it Hill Atlanta, but step up in a neutral site and at least look ultra competitive.
Look like a tournament team.
Yes, there you go. That's the term.
I like that. Last candidate for me, fellas. I'm going with Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
My wife loves Baker Mayfield.
The Carolina Panthers are on their bumper, sir. They are right there on their bumper. Both teams right now 7-7.
Isn't that crazy?
Tampa Bay's lost two in a row. Baker Mayfield's play the last few weeks has just been kind of eh. It's been okay. We've seen over the last couple years they are a playoff caliber team. They've got weapons all over the place around Baker. But it's really Baker for me. He's got to get back to being that guy. He's always kind of had that gunslinger mentality.
That was a pretty good pass to Egbuka that Egbuka couldn't handle.
No doubt, right?
That wasn't on Baker.
He's got to be really clean in this one because they play Carolina this week on the road, and then they play them again in a couple weeks. And so the NFC South is open right now for these two teams, and so they're going to be duking it out for the division starting on Sunday. So, yeah, I'm going Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers fighting for this NFC South crown.
Okay. I like that. It's just crazy to think Carolina's fighting for anything.
Pretty wild, man. They're so hard to figure out.
I know. Pro
so
football,
hard
man,
to figure out.
If you just get a certain couple things together,
yeah.
they're all loaded. They're all-star rosters.
They hit on Teteroa McMillan. Carolina did. Wide receiver out of Arizona. It's been a big boost. And Bryce Young. Bryce Young, I still don't know if he's a franchise quarterback.
Either.
But he's been good enough this year to where they're right here.
He doesn't
here.
Look as fragile
no,
as he used
he
to. He looks more franchise than fragile.
Well, they invested a lot, too, in the offensive line this offseason, and that never hurts, no matter what your quarterback is, no matter how old he is, young he is, what his stature is. You invest in that offensive line, and you get that right, your team probably will be in a good spot.
Look at Indianapolis right now.
No doubt about it. Yeah. Coming up here in 2 minutes, college football playoff kicks off tonight. We will predict the games next. It's Rothman and Ice right here on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, and player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only, must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply, in app only.
We can do more.
Enough already. We can find a cure.
Enough already.
We can do better for our kids.
Enough already. We are relying on you.
We can come together to support Children's Cancer Research Fund, a national nonprofit dedicated to ending childhood cancer that is on the front line of breakthroughs. Because
it's enough already.
Go to childrenscancer.org today.
Rossman and Ice is sponsored by your local Pella Window and Door Showroom on Gemini Parkway.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
College football picks with Rothman and Ice.
Sponsored by Krieger Ford.
Find your next Ford at Krieger Ford.
Visit KriegerFord.com today.
All right, let's get into it. We're finally here. The wait is over.
We're finally here.
The college football playoff starts tonight. Tim May, does it add any more juice for you when you see a bracket for football? Because I know everybody loves that for basketball, but when you see a bracket for football, does that add any more life to this thing for you?
I was thinking about that the other day, man. Yeah, it's kind of cool. And never equate basketball and football.
No, you just can't do it.
Okay, no, you just can't do it because one is a physical sport and one is a collision sport.
Correct.
Big difference.
And basketball leaves the door open, I think, for the underdog because of the three-point shot, too.
Right.
That math going in your favor and catching and getting on a heater there. That can really change
football,
things.
And then football, injuries, man.
No
I mean, can change you from one weekend to the next.
Yep.
So, but it's still, I thought last year was cool, and we'll see how this one goes.
And the big thing, too, when you look at some of these matchups like Oregon and James Madison and Ole Miss and Tulane to a certain extent is how some of these teams are built in the trenches, right?
Correct.
Like, that's the big thing. And you got these guys that are maybe 6'5", 6'6", at a program like Ohio State, and some of the offensive linemen for James Madison might be 6'3", right? And it's just not the same. Physicality is just a major
factor.
But
they still might be hellacious football players, and they may have gotten there via the transfer portal, just like the guys at Oregon and set up. Because you've really got to – I mean, you think Oregon has, for example, the advantage in the trenches.
Yeah.
But then, you kind of look at it, and, James Madison's got a couple guys that can play, man.
Speaking of James Madison, look at some of these guys that have been playing for Cignetti at Indiana the last couple of years. They're showing they can play some big boy football. Key for him has just been crushing it at the quarterback position in the portal.
Well, that's true.
Last couple years.
That, too. But, man, they've done it on defense, too. They've gotten the right pieces the way they want to play. That doesn't necessarily mean they make the run all the way.
Mm-hmm.
But they play the way they play the way Cignetti has envisioned them to play, and that's huge.
They might get the kid from Cincinnati to come on back.
By the way, did you see that rumor drop last night that Cignetti might interview for the New York Giants job?
I did not see that.
That was very interesting.
I did
you
not
never know
see that.
you never know what's in a man's in a man's mind in terms of where he wants to be before he's done. And Cignetti's, what, 64, 65 years old?
And also, we got to warm up to these coaches that currently sign extensions. Correct. That doesn't mean that everything's done. We just saw it with Matt Campbell. We saw it with Matt Campbell sign an extension this year at Iowa State. Now he's over at
Cal
Penn State.
Cal Whittingham finally came clean and said, you know what? When people start kind of talking about you behind your back a little bit, and maybe you're maybe it's time to move on and maybe find something else.
Our guy Big Mo, who does some morning stuff over there with Tito and Bobby, he was listening to Trevor Maddich, our interview with him, and he mentioned Kyle Whittingham as a name he thinks to maybe look out for the Michigan stuff. Because Whittingham's kind of leaving that door open to coach again.
Trevor Maddich said this without saying it, but I've been saying it. You need a guy who has done it to come in there and clean. You need a cleaning crew led by a guy who knows how to clean and has has done it, has run a program the right way, for want of another term. And that's what Michigan needs more than anything else right now. Not necessarily the great up-and-coming coordinator somewhere who hasn't even been a head coach.
Yeah, no, I hear you. All right, let's kick this thing off. What do we got first?
Well, we'll go with tonight's game.
Okay.
Alabama at Oklahoma, and it's a pick 'em. Oklahoma is favored by a point.
So last time we saw Bama, wasn't great, right? The outing for them was really, really flat for them. The offense really just couldn't get anything going. Like a bunch of three and outs in that game there. And then just up front, Oklahoma's defense just really got after them.
Alabama's offensive line has been a struggle this year.
It has not been
Alabama quality. Could be next year because they got some young guys there, et cetera. But, I mean, I'm thinking when I asked Trevor Maddich about John Mateer, I'm thinking that's the secret X factor in this game is if this guy can ball out like he did before he got injured close to that. I could see Oklahoma holding sway tonight.
I love the atmosphere has got me, obviously, outside of the ball. I just love the kind of first round because you were there last year. I mean, speak to that, what that was like over at the Shoe with Tennessee in the building. Yeah,
it was ridiculous weather. And then on top of it, Ohio State came out like a gang of fire.
Yep.
And, boy, whichever team comes out of the gate, sometimes it's hard to, like, match that intensity. That's what Ohio State's going to have to deal with December the 31st against the winner of Miami, Texas A&M. But I could see being at home is an advantage
That's
in these games.
Yeah.
So, like I said on my headline earlier, I'm going to go with the Boomer Schooner.
That's where I'm at. I'm going to go with Oklahoma as well, Ron Time. What's next?
All right, we'll go down to College Station tomorrow at high noon. Would it be 11 o'clock their time?
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. That really doesn't matter to these guys.
They'll be ready to go.
It's just weird to me that it's at noon. I feel like that should be a prime time.
I'm telling you, few people tailgate like people at Texas A&M. Ohio State people do, but that's a tailgate bonanza down there. But I like A&M being at home. I like them being able to get after more of a one-dimensional Carson Beck and maybe rattling him. And coming out with a couple of turnovers. So I'm liking A&M to hold sway in that one.
A&M is laying a field goal.
So Carson Beck right now, 3+ passing touchdowns in 3 straight games. So that's where you want him to be, obviously. I'm very curious, though. Miami's defense in this one, will they remain as aggressive as they have been all season long? Their blitz rate's top 15, top 20 in the country. But as we know, that's a dangerous game to play with a quarterback like this because if you don't set that edge and he gets that lane and slips out of there, that can make life very difficult for you moving the chains and maybe even breaking a big one there. And so that's just the matchup inside the game that I'm really excited to watch there. We talked about it earlier. The Texas A&M offensive line up front, you better be ready to protect Mesidor and Bain. I mean, these guys are hungry to get after quarterbacks. They've been doing it all year. Mesidor leads A&M with 7 sacks on the year, and Bain is a first-round talent type of guy. And so I'm going to go with the home team in this one. I'm going to roll with Marcel Reed in this. Their ability as well to get after the passer because they are tied for first in the country in sacks as well.
And so, by the way, nothing slows down like Trevor Maddich pointed out, but, you know, the cage, you know, the word that came in vogue this year with Ohio State's defense. I was telling some of those guys, I hadn't really heard anybody really use that a lot until this year. Now it's the in vogue word, right? But if they can cage Marcel Reed and make him stand back there and have to beat them throwing, that's a different dynamic.
No doubt about it. So I'll lay the 3 and roll with A&M. What's next?
Got to turn my mic on first. Tulane, I left my mic off this time. Tulane is at Ole Miss, and kind of a hooky number. It's Ole Miss minus 17.5.
Second matchup between these two teams. Different game, though, right, as far as some of the players that we'll see in this one. Ole Miss, they put it on a 45-10 last time. Chambliss for Ole Miss just went absolutely off, ran for north of 100, threw for north of 300. But for Tulane, they got a guy in Jamari McClure right now who's running the rock really well for them, averaging about 7 yards per carry. Another thing, too, that we don't know is the mental part of where Ole Miss is as a program with the whole Lane Kiffin thing kind of rocking the boat over the last couple of weeks. I'm going to actually go with Tulane in this one. I think they can cover that number.
Cover.
Ole Miss is going to win the game, but I think they can cover that number.
See, I'd look at it win-loss. I mean, I don't think of things necessarily as cover. I think Tulane can cover, number one. But, you know, like you said, they're losing their head coach, too. So, you know, how much impact has that had one way or the other? Still a distraction, no matter what. But, if I was going to pick an upset in the first round, if I was going to pick a Cinderella, it would be Tulane.
Because this one.
I just like what they bring to the table. And number two, like Trevor pointed out, I keep referring to him, but he's exactly right. Had a new quarterback the first time they played and stuff. And sometimes it takes a while for everybody to gel. And I have a good feeling about Tulane. They'll probably get whipped 56-0, but I have a good feeling about Tulane going into this one.
All right, last one.
Plus, I've never liked Ole Miss, so there you go.
Last one, primetime on Saturday, JMU at Oregon, and Oregon is a 3-touchdown favorite.
I like that, except when you look at the some of the scuttlebutt going around at Oregon, maybe without three of its top receivers.
Yeah.
That's a hit.
It's a big deal.
I don't care.
Uh-oh.
At Ohio State, that's a hit. We saw that.
Oh, yeah. That's real.
We saw that live. By the way, Bryson Rogers leaving. That's interesting. But the bottom line is, yeah, I still like Oregon to have too much, but maybe they don't cover in this game.
A lot of movement for both parties as far as the coaching staffs go, too. On Oregon side of things, you got Will Stein leaving for Kentucky. Their defensive coordinator's leaving for Cal. JMU's head coach is going to be the new head coach at UCLA, with Billy Napier coming in from Florida to coach at JMU next year. And so what is that? We saw kind of the impact of that for Ohio State with Hartline and all of that stuff. So we'll see. Look, overall, though, really good year for JMU. First time in program history they won a conference championship this year. I think you bring up a really good point, though, about Oregon's wide receivers, and especially their top three guys being questionable for this one.
They probably all three play, for all we know.
I still just think, though, the collective talent, though, for Oregon and their ability, I think, to control the game with a good run game that we've seen from them this year. It's a big number. I just think they still can be explosive with Dante Moore, who's been one of the top dudes in the sport. So I'll lay the points and roll the Ducks at home.
I'll just remind people Ohio State won the 2014 national championship after Tom Herman had been named new head coach at University of Houston and stuff. They still got it done, and that was with a third string. Cardale was big time, but third string quarterback, right, all that lore. So you never know what impact that's going to have until you watch a game.
Fun one coming up for Buckeye basketball tomorrow. We will talk about that next. And also, you touched on Bryson Rogers. I want to pick your brain on what you think about that situation and his choice to hit the transfer portal. We'll do it next. It's Rothman and Ice right here on The Fan.
We know everything about you. We know you love the Buckeyes. We know you love the Jackets. We know you're wearing a red shirt. Just freak the hell out of someone. The Fan.
Get your furnace fixed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Bleach with my floor cleaner would take the stain out.
When my youngest ate the dog's medicine, that was a new one.
I was trying to protect my garden, but I accidentally sprayed myself with pesticide.
So I called 1-800-222-1222, the poison helpline.
A poison expert helped me figure out what to do next.
I was connected to someone who spoke Spanish.
They answered my questions.
It was free.
It was confidential.
It was real help in real time.
Keep the poison experts in your pocket. 1-800-222-1222.
Hey, it's Anthony. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
KriegerFord.com.
Sunday, a day of rest, relaxation, and Browns football. Catch the Brownies as they battle the Bills. Josh Allen is sexy, and OJ is dead.
Live fan coverage starts Sunday at 11 with the Kick at 1.
Your radio home of the Browns, The Fan.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Right Way Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Rothman and Ice present Buckeye Bulletin.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services. Don't go through another furnace breakdown. For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day furnace installation.
All right, welcome back in. Let's knock out a Buckeye Bulletin. Tim May in the house today for AR. So we'll have the college football playoff tonight, which will be great. You'll have more of that tomorrow along with the NFL. But for Buckeye basketball, fun one as far as brands go, when you have Ohio State taking on North Carolina. Been a pretty good season overall for Buckeye basketball so far to this point. Still probably not over the heartbreaker against Pitt with the buzzer beater there. That one had
Scotty Vegas.
No doubt.
I blame it on Scotty Vegas.
Shout out to our guy, Scotty Vegas, man. Hey, if you need some betting advice, that's the guy to go to, Tim, man.
I know. But that's what I felt for him that night because he had good advice, he thought, going into that. Go ahead now.
So this is in Atlanta. This game in Atlanta. So Bruce Thornton, he's going back home to his home state of Georgia. We'll have that right here at 2 o'clock tomorrow. We'll have a pregame show coverage right here on The Fan, so lock in with everybody there. That will be good stuff to get you ready for this one. But what have you thought so far? Some of the things you've been seeing and reading about Buckeye basketball to this point, Tim May?
I think the team is better than it was a year ago. I think, as Reimer and I were talking about, they're longer in certain spots. I mean, you know, that's so key now. I mean, yeah, if you've got a Mighty Mike that can do things, that's cool. But you got to be able to, like, just stand there and be a presence without necessarily having to jump through the top of the gym. You understand what I'm saying?
I mean,
height is always an advantage in basketball. And the more you can put on the floor that's competent, the better off you are. But like I said earlier about, you know, pressure, I don't mean firing pressure or anything, but you want to see advancements in terms of competitiveness. And so that's why I look at this game as a harbinger, you know, in some form or fashion, or at least a barometer, maybe.
I agree.
Is the better way of putting it. So, because this is, I hate to say this in front of Reimer, this is a big-time team they're playing.
Listen, man, you always want to be a part of measuring stick games. No matter what sport we're talking about, you want to see what you got against some of the best, and that's what they're going to get a chance to do tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Rhyme time, before you weigh in, because I know you get this is, you're a North Carolina guy. You're a North Carolina guy. A guy that people maybe haven't seen yet because we're knee-deep in football season and all that. Is Caleb Wilson. Very, very talented freshman. Probably a lottery pick this year. He stays healthy. He's that type of guy. I know you've got some sound ready to go for us. And what is the sound for the folks?
I do. This is from Jake Diebler's press conference the other day. It's going to be about his recruitment battle with Caleb Wilson because he was up here, was kind of in the mix before he ultimately committed to North Carolina, and then talked about the level of play that he's playing at right now and how their North Carolina's front court is going to be a big challenge for Ohio State's front court. So here, take a listen.
Yeah, Caleb's a great player, and he's an even better young man. You know, at least that our experience with him was that way. Was a hard-fought, you know, recruiting battle. A lot goes into recruiting nowadays, but he was a great young man when he was here on the visit. Really enjoyed recruiting him and his family. But I'm not surprised he's playing at the level he's playing at, because I think when you have a talented young player, which he's certainly really talented, who works extremely hard and has high character, I just think those type of guys thrive really, really early on. So nothing but you know, great things to say about Caleb and his family. It's a tall task, certainly for some of our guys individually guarding him, but collectively for us, because he's playing at a really high level and a big part of what they're doing.
I tell you what, then let's go behind enemy lines and ask. Don't you use that term?
Yeah, that's good.
Behind enemy lines and ask Reimer, how would you handle Caleb Wilson? I mean, you know, it's like there are so many things he brings to the table. By the way, I love him in post-game interviews. I think he's great. But so what would you do if you were Ohio State and you were giving Jake Diebler advice tonight?
Well, if I go back and look at the Michigan State game when North Carolina played them on Thanksgiving, Michigan State was throwing a lot of double teams at him. Now, Michigan State had the size to where they can really affect it. They were throwing a 7-footer, a guy that's 6'10" at him. And I think I like that option when he catches it in the post and try to get it out of his hands instead of trying to, because he is very quick in the post, has a very quick instincts. Like, he'll have you on his back and can kind of feel where you're at, and then he'll hit you with a quick turn baseline and go like do a reverse dunk or something crazy like that. So I like that, a quick double team on him, get the ball out of his hands, make someone else beat you.
Yeah, I've liked it the way he's dished the ball a few times too. I mean, I think he has a nice awareness about him on the court, watching him play and stuff. And so, yeah, but you got to stop the primary threat, or you don't have a chance, right?
He's got really good energy around the rim, leads the conference in rebounding down there, and I think he's top 10 scoring.
And he has the most dunks of anybody.
Absolutely. So a lot of activity around the rim for him. And a guy I can't wait to see for Ohio State is Bynum, right?
Yes.
And can he kind of get going what we saw again in the last game? Because for a freshman, you could see him kind of figuring it out. You know, sometimes, Tim May, for young guys, it takes a few weeks into the season, maybe even longer, to really have the game slow down for him, but not putting this game on him. But that would just be such an added boost the rest of the way if Bynum can keep that thing going the way that he did in their last outing. 3 o'clock tip again tomorrow, 2 o'clock pregame coverage right here on The Fan. You touched on Bryson Rogers in our last segment.
Well, you did, but go ahead.
Well, you brought it up. Yeah. You said you thought it was interesting, and so I just want to get your thoughts on that.
Well, it's just interesting only because, you know, number one, Chris Henry's a real deal. He's going to be rolling in. Chris Henry's the real deal. And number two, you know, it'd be interesting, like we said, you know, you've read all of the stuff and rumors, et cetera, whether Bryson Rogers ends up at South Florida, which would make sense for him.
Yep.
But, you know, right now he's not in the portal. You know, you can't get in the portal till January 2nd and stuff. But that's just the way it is in modern college football anymore. You're looking for greener pasture, may not be the right term, more of an opportunity to show yourself before your college career is over. We saw what Julian Fleming did. He finally left and went to Penn State. He'd been rumored to be doing that the year before, and maybe even the year before that, and then it didn't work out that great for him. So, you know, you just hope that he finds a greener. He's a good young man. I mean, good young man, and we really didn't see enough of him. I thought he stepped up in the interim when Carnell Tate and then Jeremiah were both sidelined for one game, Carnell Tate for three games. But, there's more there, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I think you bring up something that probably will happen, in my opinion.
Needs opportunities.
Him going back to Florida, attaching himself to a coach he knows very well and a coach that knows him very well, and probably an offense that would be similar to what we've seen there. And so, I know a lot of people are going to be really excited to see Chris Henry and watch some of his high school games. And look, it's high school and he's supposed to dump, but
I don't care.
You know, I was going to say, he looks the part.
Watch Jeremiah Smith's high school video and then watch Chris Henry and, you know, put them in different uniforms. Do you know, is there a difference? There's maybe a little difference.
And what will help him is
both go get the ball. That's the main thing they both do.
Yeah, and what will help him is Jeremiah's presence next year and the quarterback that's going to be throwing him the ball that we know is deadly accurate.
As Ryan Day explained to him, when he finally called and recommitted, remember?
Yeah.
That was what Ryan Day said. You know, it's like you got a quarterback coming back and you got Jeremiah Smith to learn from, and we're going to take care of you. Blah, blah, blah.
Let me ask you this. What's your understanding of this whole Legend Bay thing? I mean, I know they granted him his release, but he hasn't really, he's not official coming here to Ohio State yet, right?
I mean, you're asking me right off the cuff there. I'm not sure if the signing window's still open. You know, I mean, that's what I want to check on that before I make any comment.
He wants to be here, though. He wants to be here.
That video with him and his dad was choice, by the way.
Man, yeah,
you have all kinds of forces pulling on you, man, when you're a big time.
Unbelievable.
But I think Legend Bay's big time prospect.
Yeah, no doubt. I agree. That is your Buckeye Bulletin for today. Coming up top of the hour, Todd McShay looking around the corner just a little bit to next year's quarterback class. Do not miss how highly he thinks of those guys coming up next. It's Rothman and Ice right here on The Fan.
There's nothing Bo Bishop can't do well, except find competent co-hosts. Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan.
Don't look.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.
Real journey since 2014 when I first had my injury. I realized that my home was just not working for me and that it was time to ask for help. Homestar Troops is really giving me my life back. The shower allows me to go in and turn around with my chair, pull down storage racks, automated door systems, hours of my morning given back to me. Adaptive sports are a huge part of my life, a huge part of my healing journey as well. Homestar Troops helped with making sure that I had a home gym so that I can continue to train. This past year, I was able to host Thanksgiving in my home. And it was the first time I was able to have my whole family in one place and I was able to contribute to the meal. There are a lot more veterans in need and Homestar Troops is going to be there to help them too.
Homes for Our Troops builds and donates specially adapted custom homes nationwide for severely injured post 9/11 veterans and enables them to rebuild their lives. Join our mission at hfotusa.org.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Tyler Danberg. TCU, Ohio State is one day away from finding out its opponent in the Cotton Bowl December 31st. Buckeyes await the winner of 10-seed Miami and 7-seed Texas A&M, which kick off Saturday's slate at noon. But tonight, 9-seed Alabama faces 8-seed Oklahoma at 8. Bowl games in progress. Western Michigan leads Kennesaw State 41-6 in the fourth quarter of the Myrtle Beach Bowl. NBA tonight, Cavs welcome the Bulls at 7:30. College hoops, Ohio State faces number 12 North Carolina Saturday at 3 in the CBS Sports Classic from Atlanta. Tar Heels lead the all-time series 13-3. MLB, Guardians side reliever Sean Armstrong to a one-year $5.5 million deal. This update sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union. BMI Federal Credit Union has been voted best credit union for the past 8 years in a row by CBUS Top Picks. Visit BMIFCU.org. Breaking sports news when it happens right here with a fan, Ohio Sports Destination.
Most shows just skim the surface, but Rothman and Ice feel like the biggest story of the day deserves a closer look. It's time for A Deeper Dive.
Sponsored by Low T Center. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
All right, welcome back in. Happy Football Friday to you. Happy holidays. Tim May has been in the house today for AR. Bottom of the hour, Colin Gay, who covers Alabama football for the Tuscaloosa News. He will join us in our big game preview to lock in not only on their matchup tonight against Oklahoma, but also a lot of the rumors that are out there about Kalen DeBoer. So don't miss that. I got a question for you,
Tim. By the way, I've got a clarification real quick.
Go ahead,
from somebody. The way I understand it, with Legend Bay, once he turns 18, which is Christmas Eve,
okay,
he can sign his own scholarship agreement.
There we go. That's the information we needed right there. And I don't think any of us should be surprised if that's signing the dotted line here in Columbus, Ohio, correct? That's
kind of, well, I don't know where he'll actually physically sign it, but right. You're exactly right. I think the funds will come.
Yeah. I tell you what, man, maybe 24 hours, 48 hours, that window of time with the whole Chris Henry stuff and Hartline leaving and the guys, some of the guys decommitting, that, you know, Buckeye fans were a little nervous, and rightfully so, based off of what was built here with Coach Hartline. But you got to, Coach Day, he's the captain of the ship. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Can you imagine, though, Coach Day and his staff? I mean, you know, Mark Pantone, even the coaches involved and stuff. All this is going on while they're trying. Of course, they don't even know who they're playing yet, right?
Right.
But, I mean, it's just what a crazy whirlwind you're sitting in. I don't care how much you're getting paid. The amount of getting paid has nothing to do with it, right?
Yeah.
It's more of work, 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 work. And you wait. How do you go to sleep at night knowing things are hanging? And then get up in the morning, after 2 hours sleep, you get up in the morning and go, okay, I'm going to take a shower and go back into work. And I mean, just because it's whimsical. So much is based on whim. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it's based on hard work, and all of a sudden the guy goes another direction on you. What?
Crazy. Absolutely insane. Are you confident, Tim, that the offensive play calling, the offensive chemistry amongst Heartline Day and the players themselves will be better come the 31st than what we saw in Indy not too long ago?
Yeah, I mean, I'm unlike a lot of other people, I didn't have as much trouble with most of the plays that were called. You can always look at a play later. I'm not copping out on the question. I was a fan of seeing them earlier in the year with four tight ends on the field, one at fullback and the other three playing actual tight end or wing. I really liked what that brought to the table. What I never liked, though, this goes back to USC versus Texas way back in the national championship game in 05, you know, when the game was on the line, Vince Young had the ball in his hands and he scored a touchdown. Then USC comes back, and with the game on the line, Reggie Bush is not on the field because he's not part of that play. Mm-hmm. The Heisman Trophy winner, your best player is not on the field. I'm not a fan of ever taking your best player off the field, which in my opinion still is Jeremiah Smith. Yeah. So you got to work something in like that, even in short yardage or goal line, to have that threat out there that might actually take the attention of two people, not one. So, but then past that, but sometimes, you know, you come to a realization that against like opponents, maybe you're not going to knock the chip off their shoulder in short yardage, goal line. Mm-hmm. And if, you know, and the running back has a split second to make a decision, A or B, B or C, where he's going and stuff, you know, running a ball down there. Well, I really like the third down call that before they tried the field goal and missed it, because I like a sprint out pass. Kind of reminds me of the Joe Montana days, you know.
Yeah.
The Clark catch at the back of the end zone. But you had three options there, really, with Julian Sand could have run. He could have flipped it out. I think it was Bo Jackson out in the flat who came out of the backfield. Or you had Bennett Christian across the back of the end zone or middle of the end zone. I like that, except Indiana's defender on Bennett Christian made a hell of a play.
He did.
Sometimes it happens.
Sometimes
kick
you got to kick
the field goal.
Yeah.
Then you kick the field goal, right?
Yep.
Oops. So you look like an idiot, but I'm not necessarily, I don't necessarily like a play call like that.
And sometimes I think, too, in sports, when you are either the dominant individual player or the dominant team, and you've had a pretty smooth ride for a long time throughout the season, getting a taste of your own blood, I don't think is the worst
thing. Yeah, but by the end of a game, you've had that taste.
No, I mean, I'm just saying, like, coming out of the game with the result, right?
Yeah.
I think of a team like in basketball right now, Oklahoma City Thunder, just lost to the Spurs in the NBA. They were 24-1.
Yeah.
Just everybody's saying they're going to break the Warriors record, 74 games and all this stuff, right?
The ball has still got to go through the hoop.
And here comes a team that is locked in with Victor Wembanyama, and they got punched in the mouth and lost the game. And I think that's good for them at this point to feel that way. You never want to lose a game. That's not what I'm saying.
Bob
but I just
Seger
think,
wrote a song about that, but go ahead.
I think for Coach Day and his team
good
right
for
now,
the, soul.
The ability to get back in the lab and recalibrate and figure some things out. We know the talent is there. That's obviously not an issue for them, but they did it last year. And I think that could bring Buckeye fans some confidence as well. Different team to a certain degree.
Well, here's the thing. You never want to lose.
Correct.
So don't anybody misconstrue.
Right.
But once you lose, now you got to figure out what's the positive of what's the silver lining of this cloud because you scored 10 points in the Big Ten championship game. And everybody says, well, the defense played well enough to win. No, it didn't, because Ohio State had the lead and lost the lead.
Well, they did. I mean,
you
give an opponent 13 points, they did their job, to me, for an offense that's been really good all
year.
If you're
in a boxing match with a guy and you've got the lead, and then the point is, I use this all the time. Bobby Bowden used to tell his defense at halftime, just before they went back out on the field, hey, guys, we got the lead. They don't score, we win. He's exactly right. I mean, you don't just absolve everybody of blame.
No, I just think it's, I mean, the Heisman winner's on the other side. And if we would have told, if I would have told you, though, before the game that you're holding them the 13
the
points.
The guy who ended up fourth in the Heisman race is on your side of the,
ball. I guess what I'm trying to get at is that if I would have told you before the game that they were going to hold Indiana the 13 points,
Ohio State wins.
That's the defense. I can't ask much more from them. I don't think against that quarterback and that team.
Let me tell you, I'm telling you, I guarantee you, they're not thinking that way. You got to think, if you're on defense, you got to think, boy, if we hadn't given up that one touchdown pass,
I don't know,
Big
man.
Ten champions playing in the Rose Bowl.
I just think the offense didn't hold up their end of the bargain in that one. That's just the way that I
agree. They didn't carry as much water.
Yeah, they had to.
And the bottom line is, like I said, you had the lead and you lost the lead. It wasn't like you didn't never had the lead.
It's a tough ass, though, man. I think
I know. It's a tough, I get these arguments, man, all the time, only because you, everybody wants to point a finger, and you point the finger. As soon as you point the finger, there's a mirror there pointing right back at you, meaning, well, I could have done this.
Well, what it shines a light on is, as we all know, is you got to bring all three phases to the game. You got to bring all three phases to the game, and Ohio State kind of just brought one in that one. And we
bottom
know
line
that
is Ohio State got into the reds inside the 10-yard line twice and got 0 points out of it.
That's the key, and that's the key. Hey, Julian's saying we know his ceiling is really, really high. You mentioned him being a finalist in the Heisman race this year. It was a little odd for me for him to finish fourth.
Not to me, because I've voted in the Heisman now for 42 years, and to me, the Heisman Trophy was decided on that Saturday night in Indianapolis.
Well,
because I think a lot of people are on the fence, because both those guys had almost the same season.
Well, that's why it doesn't make sense to me how we could go into that game and have those guys relatively close, and then all of a sudden now Julian falls back to
fourth. Because there were a lot of people, I'm just sizing it up for you, I can guarantee you there were a lot of people in the Southeast who have votes who were going to
That's
vote
real.
Diego Pavia.
That's real.
Yeah. I mean, he was this guy. He was earning, you know, a lot of people were forecasting him being the upset winner. And so they're not going to change where they have him. Okay. And so they might not have seen it like I did. Is I thought the final cut came on Saturday night in Indianapolis. And whether you like Mendoza or not, he made the pass play that won the game for him.
It was a big time.
But the bottom line, and then Jeremiah Love was always going to get votes. He was always going
to get it. All I'm saying, all those guys are worthy.
So that's how you go from one to four.
It just, it'll really never make much sense to me. You mentioned Diego Pavia. I want to play this for you.
We'll get to
Todd McShay next, because I want you guys to hear his thoughts on next year's quarterback class in a couple minutes. But here's Reese Davis on Diego Pavia. Because remember, coming out of the Heisman, Diego had some things to say that just were not a good look. Here's Reese on his vote.
I regretted the vote because after Pavia's behavior in the aftermath, I was like, man, I'm glad he didn't win. I'm glad he didn't win. That's not the way you should feel about a player that's as great as Pavia is on the field. I am delighted that Mendoza won because he will represent the Heisman in the way that I think it should be represented.
Just a horrible look for Pavia to call out the voters the way that he did. I think you can voice your displeasure in the situation and how upset you may be about not winning it. But you can't be that cold and disrespectful, honestly, with how he did it. So that's Reese Davis, one of the biggest voices in the sport, saying, hey, I regret even voting for the guy.
I called him out on my podcast, the Tim May Show, just because I didn't appreciate it. I'm a Heisman voter.
Yeah.
I take everything into consideration, number one. Number two, I thought Fernando Mendoza rose to the moment.
Mm-hmm.
All year.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of those moments he put himself in, but he rose to the moment.
Oregon,
all year.
Penn State, Big Ten
Julian's
title.
Saying is as accurate a throwing quarterback as you've ever seen in college football. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Diego Pavia is a ridiculous story. There will be a movie. Well, maybe there was going to be a movie about him. Probably not now. No, I'm just messing with you. That'd be part of the movie, make you go watch it. But he came from junior college. Nobody wanted him. New Mexico State. Jerry Kill loved him. And the next thing you know, he's at Vanderbilt. And what he did for Vanderbilt. But, you know, still, they didn't win anything. I mean, they had some good wins, but they didn't win anything.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, to not feel grateful of how far you have come, you are a hell of a story. Theo Vaughn's trying to date your mom or whatever. You know what I mean? All this add-on stuff to him, ancillary stuff to him. But then to have him just be a punk about it, no. Because I do believe when you put something up like that, whether you come back and apologize because your agent helped you write it.
Right.
That's your true colors.
Yeah,
and your
sure.
true colors were awful.
And what also he hurt, too, is probably how some of these GMs are looking at him in the NFL and these owners in the NFL, too, when you do stuff like that.
Yeah, but the NFL, mainly, can you throw the ball from A to B?
No, I get it, but I'm just saying.
Can you read defenses? And by the way, how tall is he, really?
Do you want that guy representing your franchise? That's all. Those type of things do not help you at all.
That comes down the road,
No doubt about it. Hey, pre-snap reads are coming up next. We'll hit you with our Bet 365 bet of the day, and also you'll hear from Todd McShay on next year's quarterback class and how good he thinks that is. It's Rothman and Ice right here on The Fan.
Never have I been so excited to get a whiff of sweaty jock straps.
It's Football Friday.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Yay, Football, The Fan.
Men,
It's the holiday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, and player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
We as a fan have created a show where you can be a homer, a hater, or whatever you want to be. Your family might not listen to you, but we will. Sunday mornings at 8.
It's the Fan Call-In Show, presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
You're welcome. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We are tracking some very cold conditions here for today as highs are only in the 20s, but it will feel even colder. Winds out in the northwest at 15 to 30 miles per hour, making it feel like it's down to single digits and teens here for your Friday. And then as we head into tonight, we're tracking partly cloudy skies, lows down in the upper teens to lower 20s here for your Saturday morning. And that's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
Bet365, the official online sports book of Rothman and Ice. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Rothman and Ice present Pre-Snap Reads.
Sponsored by Newman Roofing. Call Newman Roofing today at 614-NEW-ROOF. That's 614-NEW-ROOF. Or visit online at newmanroofing.com.
All right, welcome back in. Before we get in to some pre-snap reads, let me talk to you guys about Bet365, because if you're a new customer right now, they got a great deal waiting for you at Bet365. All you got to do is bet $5. Soon after that, you will get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger and better when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, or player props. I'm looking at the Bengals and Dolphins game this weekend. Ja'Marr Chase hasn't scored a touchdown in a long time. Five straight games since he has scored a touchdown. Last week, they get shut out at home. Don't know if T. Higgins is ready to go or not. He's been in concussion protocol all week. But I think Ja'Marr Chase is due. And I think he's so due.
Are you think it or you're hoping it?
Hoping. You're always hoping in the betting world.
Yeah.
Give me
7 come 11.
Give me two or more touchdowns for Ja'Marr Chase this weekend at plus 350. I like the value on that one. Interesting game, too. Tua getting benched. Quinn Ewers getting a chance to show what he can do. But Ja'Marr Chase, still one of the best in the sport, just having a tough time getting into the end zone. So I think he'll break through in that one. So, yeah, give me two or more touchdowns for Ja'Marr Chase at plus 350. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. In-app only.
May the odds be ever in your favor.
You must be physically located in Ohio as well. Don't want to miss that. I want to play a clip from you.
By the way, I like that take you just had.
On Ja'Marr Chase?
Yeah, Ja'Marr Chase.
I think he's due, Tim. I can kind of feel
and
it.
And by the way, if I was Quinn Ewers, who would I rather debut against in the Cincinnati Bengals defense? Right?
Good point there. No doubt about it.
Thank you.
This Dolphins,
I should be here all
the
week.
This Dolphins team, their future is just very, very murky. You just don't see any light at the end of the tunnel. And then you look up in that division, and it's Raves and the Pats and Josh Allen and the Bills. They ain't going anywhere.
Dude, NFL games at this time of the year when the teams that aren't going to go anywhere and do anything are just intriguing to me.
No doubt. No doubt.
I mean, so, I don't know how they – the reason they're showing up and trying is because they're getting paid.
No doubt. Big checks. Yeah, no doubt. And there's some pride, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's pride.
Pride,
but,
too.
But
how much is there? Who knows?
How much you want to lay on the line, you know, so to speak, when the season's done. Well, I'm just talking about from an injury, jeopardy standpoint. That's when guys do get hurt, but go ahead.
No doubt. One of the look, and who knows? Maybe the Dolphins will be in the business of drafting a quarterback next year. Just obviously, I don't think Tua's coming back at this point. Where he goes and his career is going to be fascinating.
We may see the debut tonight. I mean, we may see the debut this weekend.
No doubt about it.
Of their future quarterback.
Todd McShay, as we all know, been covering the NFL draft for a long, long time, doing his own thing now, I think on YouTube with his own podcast. He was kind of looking around the corner a little bit to next year's draft, and here's his thoughts on the quarterback class for next year.
There's urgency. There's unique qualities to both of these situations. Dante Moore at Oregon and Ty Simpson at Alabama. The first thing that everyone has to realize is next year's class is sensational.
And we said this year's class had a chance to be, and it turned out where it's not. Right now, when you look at the landscape, okay? And next year's class, we just talked about Arch, Sellers, Maiava, Sam Levitt, right? All those guys.
Lagway will be
Aiden Childs,
potential.
Lagway, if he gets with the right place and is developed properly. That's not to mention even Julian Sain.
Right.
Right? And there's a handful of others as well that are all going to be, if not first round, first couple rounds, you know? It's shaping up to be potentially one of the greatest quarterback classes in the history of the NFL draft, certainly in my tenure here.
High, high praise at the end there, Tim. Yep. What are your thoughts on what you heard from Tom McShay there?
I kind of like the cut of his jib. Is that the right term? Cut of his suit? I do agree with that. This is what's interesting to me about the NFL draft, always has been. You don't, in my opinion, you don't take a quarterback just to take a quarterback, right? Just to fill in a gap for one year. Why would you ever spend that? But then you have to figure, if I'm sitting there with the first, second, third, or fourth pick, and you don't know if you're going to have that pick next year, if you follow my drift. So maybe you better take a quarterback you think you can develop. I mean, it's a great juggling match that these guys deal with. And then you see the Browns take two. Are you kidding me?
It might have later, Deshaun on the roster.
Later in the draft. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, because let's face it, there are adequate quarterbacks you can go out and get, you know, free agency, whatever, that can help you stem the tide if, in fact, you think it's coming next year. But then coming next year, you don't know where you're going to fall in the draft and the picking order. So what a great dynamic you have to deal with every year when it comes to that. But I do agree, there's some talent. DJ Lagway is a talent.
Yeah, just got to stay healthy. That's his thing.
He's got to stay healthy, but he needs some help to stay healthy.
No, the talent is real, though. I'm with you. I like it.
I think Ty Simpson, I'm looking at Ty Simpson. I don't see it there. I mean, I don't see it there. But he's had trouble this year because he hadn't had a great offensive line in front of him, et cetera. So there are all these things you have to figure as you're looking at quarterbacks. No, and like I said, it finally comes down to this, making snap decisions, reading defenses, making snap decisions, and throwing to the right place.
Yeah,
it sounds easy. It's harder every level you go up in football. And definitely watching last night, I mean Sam Darnold has finally gotten it. You know, he was looking like the Sam Darnold of old throwing against the Rams, and all of a sudden he got it in the fourth quarter. That may have been a huge eye-opening moment, not just for Sam Darnold, but for the Seattle Seahawks and a guy making plays and not throwing it to the other team.
Yeah.
So it's just curious. Quarterbacks, sometimes some of them need 2 or 3 years. Some of them need 5 or 7 years.
No doubt.
What a roll of the dice. Right. But I agree with his assessment. I think Julian Sain is going to emerge is maybe the leader of the pack.
With his ability to be very, very accurate.
But cool.
He showed this year, too, that when you apply pressure to him, he can move and throw on the run and still his be footwork, very accurate as his well.
Footwork is a couple of years ahead of him, in my opinion. And then the ability to avoid pressure and move and, most part, make the right decisions. He's got a few he'd like back, I know. But the bottom line is just his cool and calm.
Oh, yeah.
The Heisman ceremony, he seemed nonplussed. Mm-hmm. He wanted to win as much as anybody.
For sure. That Cali kid, man. Yeah. He got that Cali swag to him.
You didn't see him overreact and post something stupid.
No.
He's got a great family. I mean, just right on down the line. But the guy, bottom line, the guy, as Ryan Day said, this was just in 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
This guy coming back next year is going to be a fount of knowledge, et cetera. And he already has shown the ability to assimilate what's in front of him.
Who knows where the draft class will go? I remember last year in the offseason, just the buzz that was around the Klubnicks of the world and the Sellers of the world and those guys. And look, the sport is brutal, but it just takes, you got to have some luck on your side.
A lot of that's knee jerk, man. A lot of it's knee jerk.
For sure. It really is. But I just think the one trait or one of the most important traits that Julian has that we know can work at that level is ball placement. Because you touched on it earlier. When those defenders are closing those windows quicker and tighter in the NFL, we see, I think Julian, that game will translate for him pretty soon in the NFL.
The other thing is, he seems to park his ego at the door because, you know, Ryan Day, you understand. Ryan Day, he's not a quarterback whisperer. He's a quarterback shouter at when things aren't correct.
A piece of his mind,
Sure. Correct. And so you've got to be able to let that. You've got to be able to take that in and not let it, you know,
mess with your brain.
Yeah,
you got to flush it.
And draw blood as it comes out.
Right.
I mean, you know what I mean. You've got to let it. come in. And so I really like Julian saying a lot, man. I don't know how I can put it into words better than that.
So we'll get the game in Austin next year, right? We'll get that game, and that'll be great to see again, right? Yeah. With those two brands going at it and those two quarterbacks resetting with a whole nother offseason and see what they can do. And Arch was a guy this year to where you saw it in flashes, right? It just was never consistent game in and game out for him. But this skill set is there, and just where those guys will be after an offseason is going to be so fun to watch because it's going to be two of the best in the sport.
And who does Sarkisian fire? He fires his defensive coordinator. Arch has got a long ways to go, in my opinion. I mean, this flipping Patrick Mahomes type of stuff, you got to get past that, man.
Build the fundamentals first.
I mean, his uncles, he needs to go watch his uncles shoot from the pocket. I mean, I know he's got his grandpa's athletic ability, his dad's athletic ability, Cooper Manning, but he's got to go watch his uncles shoot from the pocket. You know, they both won two Super Bowls.
Those are your pre-snap reads for today. Coming up in 2 minutes in our big game preview, Colin Gay covers Alabama football for the Tuscaloosa News. We'll lock in on tonight's matchup in the college football playoff and pick his brain on this DeBoer stuff. How real is it? Does he have one eye on Michigan? How are the folks in Alabama feeling about the Kalen DeBoer experience after a couple years? We'll find out next. It's Rothman and Ice right here on
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Moments.
Rossman and Ice is sponsored by your local Pella Window and Door Showroom on Gemini Parkway.
The Fan, Ohio Sports Destination.
Rossman and Ice present Big Game Preview.
Sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. We love what moves you.
All right, welcome back in. Big Game Preview. We're locking in on Alabama tonight. College football playoff getting going down there in Oklahoma. We're going to welcome in right now Colin Gay, who does an awesome job covering the Alabama football program for the Tuscaloosa News. Colin, how you doing, man? Welcome in.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Appreciate it. Let's start with Kalen DeBoer, because you're hearing it, we're all hearing it and reading it, that maybe there is some interest on his side to maybe leave Alabama to go to Michigan. It definitely sounds like for Michigan's side, they would be interested in having Kalen DeBoer. What's your understanding of all this right now and whether or not he's truly locked in to staying down there in Tuscaloosa?
Well, all I can tell you is what Kalen DeBoer has repeated time and time again. And whether it was, you know, the Penn State job a couple weeks ago, whether it was the Michigan job here lately, it's my family and I love Tuscaloosa. And I'm bought into building what this program can be. So that's what you've heard time and time again. I mean, they put Kalen DeBoer put out a statement with from Alabama's Name, Image, and Likeness Collective relaying as much. He told us that the day after, and when he was asked directly if he was going to be the coach at Alabama in 2026, he said yes. So anything other than that has kind of been on the wayside, at least from inside, you know, the building in like and around Tuscaloosa. There is a confidence that Kalen DeBoer will be at Alabama moving forward and that he's building something here.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, Colin, this is Tim May, man. Glad to talk to you again. To me, that's the most interesting thing. I always tell everybody, my baby brother Tony, who's going to be 68, is a huge Alabama fan. We grew up in Alabama for 11 years before I moved to Texas with my family. I didn't just move on my own. But the bottom line is, I think there's a lot driven anymore, and I think you agree with this, by the media and sometimes the fringe media. People don't cover Alabama, for example. I'll use that example. That just get these fires going just to keep a fire going or smoke, but it ends up mainly smoke. And I just feel that way about this one, because seriously, why would you leave Alabama when you're just now getting things going? I mean, we've seen what he's done from a recruiting standpoint, given a year to get his feet under him, right? And I think this is driven. This is much more smoke than fire. Do you agree?
I think so too. And you know, you look at what he's been able to do over the past 2 years. And not only is, like, what people don't see out of Kalen DeBoer, at least, you know, in press conferences and the like, he seems kind of even keeled. He seems a guy, you know, an unwavering, like, he's not affected by it, but he is a competitor, let me tell you. And you see that on on the field going into games. You see that on the recruiting trail. The guy knows Alabama. He's building something, and it's, you know, something that players, that current players, you know, future players, they're buying into. They view this dude as the future of Alabama, and I don't think anything like that is going to change.
Colin Gay from the Tuscaloosa News joining us here for our big game preview as we get you ready for Alabama and Oklahoma tonight to kick off the college football playoff. Let's talk a little bit about this game. What's your understanding of the availability for Jam Miller, the playmaker for Alabama, and whether or not he's ready to go, but also what type of impact do you think he can have on the game tonight?
Jam Miller is good to go. And Alabama's been adamant about that over the course of the past 2 weeks that, you know, they need a run game. They need something. And not only is Jam Miller, do they view Jam Miller as available, kind of, you know, just kind of clearing it, they view him as back, ready to make an impact, something different than, you know, they expected out of him from the weeks leading up to the SEC championship game. They expect somebody who's rejuvenated, someone that can rejuvenate this run game that has really, really, really struggled, especially against Georgia. I mean, I'm sure you guys saw it up north, you know, those -3 rushing yards. and I think they expect Jam Miller to bring kind of a life, something that you saw against Auburn, something that you saw against Oklahoma that first time, even if the numbers don't say it, there was, you know, that space in the run game to move. And I think a healthy Jam Miller, they expect that to happen again tonight.
Yeah, Colin, I got to witness the Alabama at South Carolina game live with my baby brother, as I referred to earlier. And, you know, that was I'm just wondering, if you look at this Alabama team, as besides the run game, but this is part and parcel of the run game, it looks like the offensive line has been a project all year long, and it just maybe hasn't quite gotten there. I'm just wondering about your take on that, because obviously a lot of things stem from that. Ty Simpson under pressure a lot, right on down the line. But I'm just wondering if there's a disappointing part to this team more than anything from a group standpoint. Is it the offensive line maybe not coming to fruition like they thought it would?
Well, they have a lot of rotation on the offensive line, right? Like, they were mixing and matching pieces well into SEC play.
Right.
Ryan Grubb, the offensive coordinator, wasn't kind of confident about what was his best five. And then over the course of this, you know, kind of final stretch run, you see their right tackle, Wilkin Formby, move inside to guard, a position he's never played before. And then you have Michael Carroll, a true freshman, coming in and playing, you know, left or right tackle. And you see this kind of core five coming about with Parker Brailsford, who's been a stalwart at center, Caden Proctor, an NFL draft prospect at left tackle. You see a little bit of that continued rotation, but you expect that Cam Dewberry, a Texas A&M transfer, will be back and, you know, playing the majority of the snaps at left guard. So you have a little bit of consistency going into this one of, okay, you know the personnel that is going to be offered. Can they protect against this Oklahoma pass rush? That's going to be the story of the game for sure.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you this. See, the way I look at Alabama, this is the year before. I mean, and you know, they did make it into the college football playoff, but I look at it as a team that really is going to be on the rise next year. Do you have that sense about this team too? Do you sense what Kalen DeBoer is getting to, I guess, with this program, with this project?
Yeah, I think you've got a little sense of that kind of going into the final stretch in 24, especially at that Auburn game. You saw that what this team could be, what it was building, whether it's, you know, stability, like, you know, once he got his pieces, once he had his play caller in Ryan Grubb, you can sense in 2024 something that was building, and then the Reliquist Bowl against Michigan kind of took that all away. Mm-hmm. And I think it's kind of hard to say, because in and around Tuscaloosa, especially this stretch run, I mean, everybody just remembers what happened in the SEC championship against Georgia.
Right.
And to a lot of Alabama fans, that's just not acceptable, especially what happened on offense, especially what happened without a run game and what Ty Simpson has not been able to do and create what he was doing earlier in the year, which is creating consistency, these long, methodical, not flashy offensive drives. this, I mean, if Alabama can, you know, kind of revert back to what it was early in the year, like, that's the kind of momentum you want to see, not only for this playoff run, but heading into 26, too.
Yeah, and exactly. I mean, Ryan Williams almost disappeared at times this year, it seemed like. You know, and we were talking about him in the same ilk. We were talking about Jeremiah Smith this time a year ago and stuff. Yeah. And so, but I think that's part and parcel to your problems on the offensive line. You follow my drift there.
Yeah, I know you're exactly right. I mean, you know, especially with, you know, Ty Simpson, he's going to have time to run.
Duress, yeah.
The running backs are going to have to, Ty Simpson's going to have time to throw. Jan Miller's got to have room to run. And it comes as simple as that. And, you know, they're confident about that right side of the offensive line with that move from Formby inside and with Michael Carroll outside. They now believe they have stability. And we'll see if 2 weeks was enough between Georgia to Oklahoma. We'll see if that stability actually sticks.
You know, you guys brought up Ryan Williams, and that's where I wanted to go with you, because it was fun to watch last year. You know, Jeremiah Smith comes on the scene as a freshman and plays at a really high level, and then watching, you know, Ryan do his thing there in Tuscaloosa was awesome. Just these young guys coming onto the scene the way that they did. Why hasn't it been as smooth for him in year two, watching him week in and week out?
I think, I mean, you've seen glimpses. You've seen how athletic he can be with the ball in his hands, how he can, you know, maneuver around defenders and get in space, and you see speed. This might be overly simple, but, I mean, he drops the ball a lot. The balls hit him in the hands and you know, these throws that, you know, should be touchdowns. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but there were multiple times this year where touchdown passes have gone up by the wayside because they hit Ryan Williams in the hands and he couldn't secure it, simply enough. And there are other receivers, Jeremy Bernard, to be specific, Josh Cuevas, who is expected to return. We'll see what that looks like for Alabama. But these guys who are more sure options in the passing game. And then Ryan Williams kind of, you know, he's exciting, he's electric, but it's a trust thing, right? Mm. So if Alabama's going to beat Oklahoma today, I think Ryan Williams is going to play a big, big role in that.
Yeah, should be fun. Should be a great atmosphere. We appreciate you giving us some of your time on a busy day. Good luck the rest of the way, and happy holidays to you, Colin. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys, for having me.
There he goes, Colin Gay from the Tuscaloosa News. Guys and women, if you're out there right now looking for a new vehicle, listen closely, because I want to direct you to the McDaniel GM Superstore in Marion. It's where I got my car, and they hit me up with a phenomenal deal, and they're waiting to do the same thing for you. They got an awesome team up there that's going to treat you like family. Check out their website right now. They have over 200 new vehicles for you to look at. So get on up to the McDaniel GM Superstore in Marion, where they have right now a 2026 Equinox. You can lease it for $225 a month for 36 months with $4,369 due at signing, or finance for $399 a month for 84 months with $1,000 due at signing. Rules and restrictions apply. If you love good deals, this is where you need to be. So again, get on up there and see my folks at the McDaniel GM Superstore in Marion today. They are ready to take care of you like they took care of me. Chevrolet, together, let's drive. Coming up next, we'll hit the finish line of the show and week next with Tell the Truth. It's Rothman and Ice right here on The Fan.
We have so many local shows, I can't fit them in a 10-second promo. So let's just say we're live and local all damn day. The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spreads, totals, and player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. In app only.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.
Morning Juice is now on YouTube, weekday morning starting at 6.
If you're a fan of Bobby Carpenter, he's ready to attack and dominate.
If you're a fan of Jeff Gutoff,
drive directly to a hospital.
Seriously.
The Fan. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Tell the truth with Rothman and Ice.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now, get 50% off all window styles from Window Nation at windownation.com.
All right, rhyme time. Take us to the crib. What do you got cooked up today? And tell the truth, brother.
Well, it was just reported by Jeff Goodman.
Uh-oh.
That North Carolina will be getting their senior leader and Seth Trimble back tomorrow against Ohio State.
What have you been eating, by the way, during the break? What's been so good?
I'm still chewing it a little bit.
Chicken and rice, man. Looks pretty nice.
Chicken and rice.
That's hilarious. Go ahead now. Finish your thought.
So, Seth Trimble, the North Carolina's best perimeter defender, is coming back. I still like it for John Mobley to have a good game.
Okay.
Because of outside of him, I don't really trust Carolina's backcourt defensively.
There you go.
It could be a big thing for Bruce Thornton, but he does have like a beefier size advantage on Seth Trimble. So we'll see.
Got to worry where his conditioning is too for Trimble, right? Coming back in this type of game, but there's no doubt to your point.
Speaking of sticking around, Bruce Thornton, man,
unbelievable.
Done him, right? He's done him wonders, man.
No doubt, man.
I really like him.
Incredible career. We went over there and did our show for one of their practices a couple months ago, and we sat down with him. Just genuine dude, good dude. You can tell really obviously loves being here and loves being the captain of this ship. And he's really held it down in a respectable way over the years. And just great performances again this year. Won't be surprised. He goes back to Georgia, his old stomping ground, and puts on a good show. But adding just another defender to throw at him to possibly wear him down can make it a little clunky. Here, but I like you locking in on Mobley because he's always a big X factor.
I brought it up on Bishop and Friends the other day that if Bruce averages 18 points a game in their last 22 guaranteed games, he's going to be the all-time leading scorer.
I think it's happening.
I think it will too.
I think it's happening for
him. By the way, the game against Illinois when he was hot, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden he didn't get the ball. Couple three trips down. What are you talking about there?
That can be frustrating for sure because you saw in the game against West Virginia how he can bring it home for you, right?
Bingo.
When he's catching that heat wave, he can really just
All of a sudden he doesn't get the. I mean, I'm just going. Yeah. That's like I'm not sure who you blame on that one.
You don't want to live in that world too often. That's for sure.
No. Hey, I want to get mine now. Yeah. No. Well, no. Let the guy who's getting his because he will get yours for you.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, first up I got, will we see a new team win the national championship in this college football playoff, or will it be a program that has won it before?
Meaning a team that's never won a natty.
Yes.
In their program history.
Even in the poll era?
Yeah. Sure. Overall.
No, I don't think we'll see that this year. I've got a feeling there could be a repeat coming.
I felt that way for the most of this year. I'm not going to overreact too much to what happened in Indy.
I wouldn't overreact to that at all.
Because I know they have the goods to do it.
Yeah.
And for the guys that were around last year, they know that they can do it, right? Your Jeremiah's and Caleb's.
And the new guys know they can do it.
For sure. And so I don't think we'll see that. I think Ohio State, obviously, and Vegas believes, you know, that they are the favorite going into this thing, that they'll be the last team standing, and I like their path as far as how comfortable I think their offenses will be in some of the sites that they're going to play in with Dallas and out there in Arizona, and then Miami if they can get to the
natty.
Like
being able to throw the ball against Georgia, for example, if they get to that level.
And I don't think Georgia's offense could keep up.
I don't either.
I don't think they could keep up
either.
With them in that type of matchup. And so, I don't think we'll see that this year, Ron. Time. I don't think we get.
Coach, need one more. My team's on the floor.
I know I played that last week, but Tim mentioned a Hoosiers quote to me, so I had to play.
I love
it.
Gene Hackman. It was great in that movie.
So last year, the Final Four in the college football playoff was all four teams that were playing this weekend.
Okay. The non-bye teams.
Yes. Yeah. Will any of the four playing this weekend make it to the Final Four? If so, who?
If I had to lean into one of those teams, for me, it would be Oregon. On that side of the bracket, getting a chance to get Indiana again, they'd have to go through Texas Tech to get that. I think they're a better team than Texas Tech is right now. So I'd probably go Oregon for this question.
I might. I'm looking at Texas Tech.
Okay,
as being the sleeper. Okay. In this, because I think Texas Tech, man, you know, money talks and BS walks, and they decided they were going to have a football team. Yeah. A football team.
And teams to come.
And I thought their quarterback a lot, you know. They've lost, one game this year, and when their quarterback couldn't play. So I like Texas Tech a lot. So I forgot what the question was. What was the question?
Will anybody from playing this weekend make it to the Final Four?
Oh.
So Oregon, James Madison, Bama, Oklahoma, Tulane, Ole Miss, or Miami, or Texas A&M?
I would think the team that has a chance is Ole Miss. That's what I'm thinking. Even though I'm going with Tulane for the upset in that game, but Ole Miss is talented.
They are.
Yeah. But no, I don't think any of these teams make it to the Final Four.
I just think Oregon. For me, it would be Oregon.
Yeah.
Of all the teams.
Well, yeah. Excuse me. I was thinking of Oregon already in the Final Four.
I never really know where to shoot it. Shout out our guy, TLC.
I'll make it.
Is the Super Bowl champion playing football tomorrow?
Okay, so they're scheduled for tomorrow. That will be the Philadelphia Eagles at the Washington Commanders, and you will have the Green Bay Packers at the Chicago Bears. No.
No.
I don't believe so.
My final answer, no. There's something. You know what? If I was to take a flyer, it might be Chicago.
Okay.
Only because of the way they found themselves. Yeah. Something's wrong with Philadelphia, man. And
vibes have been off all year.
Yeah, it's gonna rear up in the playoffs, I do believe. So I would say right off the bat, no. But if there is a chance, it might be Chicago, because sometimes you catch lightning.
Now, their path is more difficult after last night. I'm still a believer in the Rams.
Right. I was going to ask, were they playing last night?
I'm still there with them. No Devontae Adams. Now, the defense didn't have a good day yesterday. I get that. And look, they're probably not going to be able to win the NFC West now, especially where you look at where the Niners are right now and their division record and the Niners being a 10-4 football team. So they're kind of up against it with their path now. But I still like them more than the Packers and the Bears and even the Eagles, three teams that are playing this weekend. So I'll go with the Rams.
The end of that game, I would have said the same thing, but the end of that game showed me a team with a great record, might be home field all the way in Seattle.
Yeah.
Seattle is a team to look out for because they found something last night they found magic, and then they made plays. Yeah. So I might look at Seattle there.
Okay.
Listen, I'm a team guy until we lose, and I'm a meat guy.
Shout out to Tyvus Powell, man.
Hang on. I need to think of how I was going to phrase this question. Okay, there we go. What game are you most looking forward to this weekend?
Miami and A&M would be Ohio State's opponent. I love Kyle Field. I just love the atmosphere. I know it's a high noon game, but you brought it up earlier. It'll still be rocking. So I'm going to go Miami and Texas A&M. NFL dudes all over the place. I think it should be a good game.
I'm looking at that one clearly. I'll watch every minute of it. We'll record it for later perusal, etc. But James Madison at Oregon, only because, number one, does James Madison belong? All right. And if it does it put up a fight? And will they make more of the argument that teams like that should not be in the college football playoff for the Greg Sankey and all these people of the world?
Yeah, I know.
So I know. I'm very curious about how that game goes.
Tim May, appreciate you coming in.
Always, man.
Rhyme time, great job on the board. Folks, as always, we appreciate you. We love you. Stay warm out there. Happy holidays to you. We will be back on Monday at 1 o'clock after the Coach Diabla show. Coming up, it's Common Man and Timmy. It's Go to Jail Thursday. They'll continue to get you ready for the college football playoff. This is Rothman and Ice right here on The Fan.
If you've recently seen a photo of an older Baker Mayfield fresh off a bender, it's just Bo Bishop. Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too. Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. And app only.